United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credit.
Kim Baker resigned.
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who're supposed to be preaching are no one.
World's so wrong. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on 12-12-12. This will be the first... 12-12-12, 12-09.
Okay.
If we had come up at 12, we'd have done 12-12-12 at 12, but it's 12. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, that would have been 12.
We just should have just said 12-12-12 at 12.
Yep.
Cut everything out. But it's still 12-12-12 at 12-09. And I was talking to someone this morning. This will be the first time that it's 12-12-12, that in our lifetime we'll never see 12-12-12 again. There is no 13, so there is no more 111s and...
Right.
999, 11, 11, 11, so it's 12, 12, 12. Well, so what does that mean?
Not a whole lot of anything, really. I mean, it's kind of like the whole Mayan calendar thing. You know?
No, the Mayan calendar, we're not there yet. I can't wait to do the show on the Mayan calendar. That ought to be good.
I've been watching these prepper shows. These people are buying bunkers.
I can't wait.
People buying rooms in missile silos.
Backwood homes on 12-12-12 at 12:30.
Getting ready for
12-12-1. Okay, just checking.
Yeah, right.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Lloyd Styx is in studio with us. We call him Styx, and that's who he is, and we can't get him past that. So when you hear him, I don't know why we call him Lloyd. His name is Styx. Mrs. Styx and Styx, but Styx is just here with us today. And we want you to join in our conversation because Backwood Home, I had never heard of Backwood Home in my life. You know, I am a farm and dairy girl. I watch the farm and dairy. I read the farm and dairy newspaper. I like farm and dairy. Right now it has raising chickens. This is the new issue. I want you to – this is
came yesterday in the mail.
It's called – Practical Ideas for Self-Reliant Living. It came in the mail because people subscribe to this. And so those of you that never heard, it's for people that they call preppers.
Well, not preppers, self-reliant people, people who – homesteaders, modern homesteaders.
What are homesteaders?
People who want to live off the grid.
What? Okay, let's come – we'll go back. What do you mean live off the grid?
There are a significant number of people in this country that just want to be left alone. They want to go out in the woods someplace and live off the grid. You know, they want to raise their own food.
It says raising chicken,
yep.
Brooding biddings,
yep.
Foodborne illnesses, fishing for white bass. What is a BHM appleseed shoot?
BHM is Backwoods Home. There's an organization called the Appleseed Project. And what they do, actually they do it here too. The Salem Gun Club does it once a year or so. It's shooting. It's a day of shooting and constitutional education. Constitutional education and shooting.
You shoot, and then you read the Constitution.
Right. They have classes, and you shoot. And it's basically trying to recreate the Minutemen. Philosophy.
No, hold on, y'all. I gotta help y'all out because I'm gonna prep y'all for a Backwood Home. Because you know, I never heard of a Backwood Home until I met Styx. That's why Jackie and them, you know, called him Styx. Hold on.
The places where they don't have streetlights,
isn't it? Absolutely. Canning chicken. Now, not cooked chicken, but they got an article in here on canning real chicken. You raise the kitchen, the chicken. You raise the chicken, then you can the chicken.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to tell you guys what Styx did when he came in today, and I'm trying to get in to prepare for the show. I'm trying to hang out and, you know, trying to get my thoughts together. I'm trying to become this efficient person because I found out that efficiency breeds success. You know, the more efficient you are, the more you get done, the better off you are, the more successful you can become. I'm working on this. And he comes in here and starts talking about methane gas and Roast Your Own Coffee. That's in the book. That's ought to be. No, I'm interested in that one. Food Security. I like that one, too. To get money for taxes. But now he comes in here and starts talking about, what was it?
I got a side business. We sell natural gas compressors.
Did you see my pictures? What pictures? He sent me pictures of a gas tank, y'all.
It was a natural gas price in Indianapolis. It was $1.05.9
he
of gasoline
a
gallon.
He sent me a picture of a gas pump. He sent me a photo of a gas pump. I'm like, what picture did you get? What are you talking about? I looked down yesterday and I got a text message of a gas pump. Building your own chicken coop.
Right. All this stuff goes hand in hand.
Hold on. Building your own chicken coop. I'm glad I got friends, because as long as I got gasoline to get out to the place and I can find that place with no streetlights, I'm in business. Canning chicken.
Yeah.
It's not cooked chicken. This is to utilize the refrigerator.
No, that's the process.
That's what it was. Got to get it. I found this thing, and you put it outside, and it's $12, and it'll boil water.
Yeah, it was amazing. I saw it advertised on TV today. It was amazing.
And you just put it outside.
You put cold water in it.
It comes in, and he's excited. He's got a smile on his face. Come on. You just put it outside, and you just boil water.
I bet you there's a whole lot of people around Hurricane Sandy right now that would love to have something that would boil water without electricity.
What do you mean?
I bet you there's a whole lot of people that around Hurricane Sandy right now that would like to be able to dip some water out of a puddle someplace, run it through a coffee strainer, put it in this thing, and boil it so it kills all the bacteria in it so they got some water to drink. Because they ain't got no bottled water. Because it ran out a week ago. There's still people out there that don't have electricity. We're over a month away from that thing.
We're way over a month away. We're 2 months away. We are. They're going through Christmas. But those people, I mean, if you got a boat, you ought to have means to be somewhere else.
But that's the problem. The folks with the boats probably don't live there.
But now, let's stick.
I mean, that's what happens. You have these resort areas.
Should we be this prepared?
Absolutely. Every family should have a year's worth of groceries in the house. Every family.
Huh?
Every family should have a year's worth of groceries. We have blizzards in Ohio.
Hey, we don't even have snow.
We have blizzards in Ohio.
What blizzard? Have you seen? Look, we haven't seen what, one?
1976, 1977. I remember not leaving the house for a week in 1977. You couldn't get out. They brought bulldozers in to move the snow.
As long as you got a week worth, but not no year.
What's wrong with a year?
A year?
Nothing wrong with a year.
You know, you're right. There's nothing wrong with a year. But why would you have? Do you know how much space that takes up? How much sticks? Cannon meat?
Not that much.
Cannon meat. That's why you have freezers.
There's a year's full of food at my place all the time. My wife grocery shops once a month. Period. That's it. She stops and gets bread and milk because we're too lazy to make our own. But
Jeff is in the chat.
What is that? What's that thing in a washing machine goes back and forth?
The agitator?
Yeah, that's Jeff.
And the number is 347-945-5229. And, you know, I mean, the question is, do you think we ought to be prepared? And it's preparation for, I mean, just, you know, years worth of food back. Am I the only one that doesn't?
How many people know you can flush your toilet if the water quits running?
Well, I know that. You can just pour water down and it'll go down.
Well, you put it in you got to put it in the tank.
Not necessarily. Put it straight down the right.
Yeah,
down
but if you put it in the tank, it works the right way.
Well, skip that. But you got to have water. I mean, and you should.
But how many people, like, another catalog I get, Cheaper Than Dirt, they have a thing, it's called a water bob. It's a liner you put in your bathtub, and it holds 110 gallons of water. And it's got a little pump on it, so you can fill your pitchers with it and whatnot.
Yeah, I have a catalog, and I think you
gave
brought me a catalog, and you put a bladder in. But the question is, how do you know to fill up your tub before the bladder comes? Or do you just wait until the tornado warnings show up and then fill the tub with water?
We have weather forecasts. I mean, how long does it take to fill your bathtub with water? And the nice thing is, you know, if you fill your bathtub with, fill this bladder with water and we don't get a tornado or the blizzard don't come and the power don't go out, you just run it back down a drain. I mean, it's not like you've got all these jugs of water that are saved in your house all the time.
Now, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's $20.
I want a generator. You know, I want it, you know. But I know, you know, I really, until I met you, I have some canned foods, you know, some non-perishable food items. So I don't like canned string beans, but I will survive. And I think that's because my mother lives with me and she makes sure that we have stuff in the house. But I really never thought, you know, I really never gotten to this, even remotely thought about preparedness living.
That's because people that live in town, on average, don't have to worry about being stuck, not being able to go to the store. They don't think about natural disasters because it's so far removed from their daily life. I mean, where I grew up, you know, Dad went to work. But if it was snowing, you didn't leave the house because you didn't take the chance of going out on the roads and getting in a wreck.
I was raised in a rural area, but it wasn't as rural as you.
Right.
But I'm looking at, we are so reliant on technology and reliant on conveniences. We are very, very reliant on conveniences.
Mm-hmm.
That we have become ineffective for living without it. Because I just watched my computer just go down.
Yeah, I'm looking at
and
that.
And if it stays down too long, I'll freak out. You see what I mean?
Beads of sweat on your forehead now.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, but the thing is, people don't need to give up a lot of their technology during a disaster if they're prepared for that disaster.
That's why you have a generator.
Even solar panels.
Huh?
You can go to Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.
Harbor Freight.
Out in Austin Town.
Out in Austin Town. They're a national chain.
Yeah.
You can even order online from them. They've got a 45-watt solar kit. It's got 3 15-watt solar panels on a nice little frame, little box. It'll charge your cell phone. If you've got an inverter, it'll run your television set with a battery attached to it.
Now, I keep an inverter. I keep an inverter and a charger.
I mean, we bought one to put on the camper, and we can go camping for a week, and if we don't have to run the generator on the camper for like a coffee pot or to run the air conditioning, We don't even need to turn the generator on because it charges the battery and it runs the television for a couple hours at night and satellite dish. And
now, the solar panels, how much do they cost?
That whole kit's like $150.
So why would I spend $150 but I'd want it when I needed it?
Oh, yeah. You don't think those people in Hurricane Sandy that they're telling FEMA's telling them to look for an email on where to get... you don't think they'd like to be able to charge their laptop or their cell phone right now off a couple of solar panels? I mean, think about it. It's insurance. You pay for car insurance. You pay for house insurance. Why not pay for peace of mind insurance?
It makes sense. It makes sense. It just seems so far-fetched. And you look like it really does. It makes sense to prepare because you don't know really what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right.
We think we do, but things break out, and you never know, because I would hate for the power to go out.
How long you lived in Northeast Ohio, Tracy?
37 years.
All right. I've lived here with the exception of time off for the Navy. I've lived here 48. How many times have you seen it 60 degrees on one day? The next day, it's 24 degrees and snowing.
Well, I'll tell you.
And the day after that, some big front comes up from the Gulf of Mexico and dumps 3 feet of snow on us.
All I know is if last night the power had gone out, it would have been a cold night.
You ain't kidding.
Because it was cold last night.
And you know, and there's something. There's one thing that anybody with natural gas in their house can have that takes no electricity. You go to your hardware store, you go to Home Depot, and they make these little vent-free gas heaters. You bolt them right to your wall. They got a pilot light on them, and they'll keep your house from freezing up. You're not going to be 80 degrees, but they'll keep your house so you can tolerate it.
And what is this?
We call them milk house heaters. They're a vent-free heater. They're a ceramic heater. They bolt to your wall in your basement, your concrete block wall. And when it gets, they got a little thermostat on them, and works. They work like an old water heater. Remember the old water heater that didn't have to have no electricity?
Yeah, because now the water, I mean, the regulations have jacked up the water heaters.
Right.
I'm just. This is just baffling to me. I didn't even know that existed. How do you know this stuff? How do people find out this stuff besides listening to us? Because this is not what you call. You don't see this kind of conversation going on in different places.
Oh yeah, I mean, Layman Hardware. How many people outside of preppers and Amish people know that place exists?
What is a Layman Hardware?
Remember the place out in Kidron we talked about? We can get the gasoline powered washing machines.
I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
South Carolina, are you a prepper?
I'm a semi-prepper. The more time that elapsed, the more of a prepper I become. but I'm old school, Tracy. I mean, hey, I was 17 years old and in high school my senior year, and we had a outdoor toilet. You know, we also had a pump out in the yard. That's what we had to use was the outdoor toilet.
I've seen outhouses. I've used an outhouse in my lifetime.
But not every day.
No, I thank God that we just go in there and we sit on a warm toilet seat. Thank you, Jesus. And
you sit there long enough, it'll warm up, Tracy.
No, because you know they make where they don't get cold. You know they don't get cold. It's not like it's like a aluminum thing. You know, because it's right next to the heater, and you know you go and you get some toilet paper, TP that Diva may not have as a necessity, but I do.
No, it's Bonnie.
That was Diva.
Diva said that TP isn't a necessity. What's she using?
I was talking about, you know, because, you know, on food cards or if you're on public assistance, they send you a food card. You can't buy toilet paper, but you can buy Red Bull. And I said, you know, that's really stupid.
Yeah.
And she said, well, one's a necessity and the other one's not. And she said TP was not a necessity.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we should amend the rules and make TP a necessity and all carbonated beverages a non-necessity.
That's what I'm thinking. And see,
I'll go along with toothpaste and soap and dish soap and laundry soap and all of that kind of stuff. Deodorant's a big thing that ought to be a necessity on a food card.
Yes, that is a necessity.
Not necessarily.
Yes,
guys.
It is. If I got to sit beside you on a bus and you're on public
assistance,
yes, it's a necessity.
Yes, it's a necessity. It's relative. I mean, come on. If everybody smells the same way, it doesn't make a difference.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That's
yes,
why
it does. Yes, it does. I don't need my nose to become acclimated to funk. That's just not cool.
Tracy, yes. I'm going to tell you, when I first got to Korea, it was the rankest place I'd ever smelled. After a month there, I didn't notice it anymore. The people, when I first got there, the people smelled real funny, garlicky and everything. But then after being there for a while, it's the food that they eat, and it comes out in their skin. And so when you're there and you start eating that food and you start smelling like them, you don't notice it anymore.
That's why they make showers, baths, and you know, dial soap. Let's give them some commercials.
But even if you do that, it still leaches out in your skin.
No.
You can tell you can tell people that eat a lot of garlic.
But South Carolina, when I was milking cows as a kid.
I use a lot of garlic, and I make sure that you take care of your garlic problems.
South Carolina. When I was a kid milking cows, and I walked in the barn, I couldn't smell a barn. But if I didn't take a shower before I went to school, everybody in the whole school could smell a barn.
Hey, listen, I need to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. This, oh, where is it? It went away. I'll be right back. I had something for you.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Trial is underway for a Warren woman who is accused of killing her 16-month-old daughter. 29-year-old Joy Hodge is accused of recklessly abusing Anana Brantley. In September of last year, she faces charges of murder, felonious assault, and felony child endangering. A Youngstown man has entered a guilty plea for abducting his former girlfriend at the YSU campus and assaulting her. 27-year-old Jose Antonio Velasquez appeared in court yesterday. The crime was reported last August. Prosecutors say they have agreed on a 2-year prison term for Velasquez. A vote could come today in the state Senate on a bill bestowing A through F grades in Ohio school districts, buildings, and specialty programs has cleared its final committee hurdle in the Ohio legislature. Grades would be phased in to replace the current 5-tier system of excellent, effective, continuous improvement, academic watch, and academic emergency. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your call. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Eastern Gateway Community Affordable, accredited state college for a better education.
If you're just graduating high school and you want to take college classes but you don't know what to do, Eastern Gateway Community College is a good way to start to get you into college classes. So it's a good starting point, it's a good foundation to get basic courses for your education.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and Sticks is here with me today, and now we have Mr. Jeff Ferguson with us, and he is from Backwood Homes Magazine, and I've been teasing Sticks about this purple kind of thing, preparedness, but it is something to really think about, and we have a gentleman who's actually the publisher of the magazine, and when you look at this magazine, you'll find out that it's very, very informative and very, very innovative, and it's somewhat off the grid in the magazine itself. It really, really is. You don't see it everywhere. But there are common sense things inside of here that you might want to take a look at. And, Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tracy. Thanks. thank you for coming on and hanging out with us today. I appreciate it. Do you have
no
a website?
Trouble. We do. It's www, of course, backwoodshome.com. And it's a great site. There's 23 years of content up there. So just about anything to do with self-reliant living and then day-to-day stuff, gardening, recipes, all that stuff, you'll find on at that site, backwoodshome.com.
Now, can I ask you, how did you get to where you really started paying attention to practical preparedness living?
Well, as a company, short version of a long story is Dave Duffy's our publisher, and he was working, he's a journalist by trade, and he was working in the defense industry and just decided that he did not want to spend the rest of his life doing that. So it was his intent to build a cabin up in the Siskiyou Mountains here in Oregon and then write a book about it, a cabin or a house for under $10,000. And that book actually never got written, but what he learned about self-reliance building that house up in the mountains is what led to the launch of Backwoods Home Magazine 23 years ago.
You've been around that long.
Yeah, we're kind of, Dave Duffy is, you know, while he's still young and full of energy and ideas, he's definitely one of the old timers in the self-reliance movement nowadays.
So tell me, you know, I'm looking at your current edition, and I'm a city girl. I've talked about this canned meat, fresh meat thing, and I've been messing with sticks about canned meat for a while now.
Have you eaten that turkey yet?
No.
I brought her a quart of turkey. She won't eat it, Jeff. It's in a quart jar.
So you're looking at the September October issue,
yeah,
right?
That's
yeah,
correct. No, January, okay. February.
Okay. I got it. Yeah, I got it. It came in my mail yesterday, Jeff.
Yeah, we were teasing about that, and Annie, our managing editor, and in her editorial, you'll notice that somebody made the comment that only Backwoods Home Magazine could put bok, bok, bok on the front cover and get away with it.
That's what I'm saying. It's on the front. Yeah. I mean, you got a chicken, raising chickens. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Raising chickens.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, our tagline is practical ideas for self-reliant living, so we got lots of great material on virtually every topic. But we also have fun as we go along, and it shows in the cover, on the cover this time. And inside, there's always some humor with irreverent jokes and that sort of thing. So while we work hard and we take our job seriously, we like to have a lot of fun along the way.
Let me ask you this, in all seriousness. Why is it important that people start paying attention to self-preparedness?
Well, I think, you know, it's certainly not a new concept. It's been around long before Dave Duffy even launched the magazine 23 years ago. Most
it
of
is
us
for
were
me.
Forced to be. Yeah, Lloyd, when I was talking to Lloyd, he said that you did live in the city. It's important for everybody. It makes day-to-day living simpler, and particularly in more rural areas out here on the southern Oregon coast. It's a beautiful day today, but we get a fair amount of big windstorms and rain during the winter, and you have to be prepared for anything from electrical outages that might last 1 to 3 days to more significant events with roads washing out and that sort of thing. So it's really kind of common sense, thinking ahead, doing a little bit of planning.
Because I mean, when I say this, you know, sticks, we call Lloyd Sticks.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where
because he lives out in the sticks.
I think he told me that. Yeah, yeah.
I've been telling them that they don't even have streetlights out there. I go out there to visit, and it's like, how do you know where to turn? And there's a ditch right next to the turn. So, but that's another story. But when I look at this, and when I look inside the magazines, and I understand that we talked about Sandy and we talked about Katrina.
Right.
And people have been without electricity for a very long time.
Right.
People have been, you know, people don't, and we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And, you know, I was telling him that Sticks came in today, and he was so happy about seeing water, that you could put something out in the sun, and it would boil water, and you'd always have drinking water. And it's only $20. And I'm going, you're so happy about this. But when I think about it, it's something that you might want to put in a preparedness kit, because people don't prepare for the electricity going out and or natural disasters.
Oh, yeah.
We're not prepared.
And there's lots of sources for where to get that information, what you might keep in your car, what you might keep on at your home, at your place of work. We have a book, one of our best-selling books, simply called Emergency Preparedness and Survival Guide, and there's similar volumes around the country. You can find some of the stuff online. That'll give you an idea of how much food you should have in your pantry, things about water, and then, of course, with lights out, how are you going to, candles, flashlights, all that sort of thing, emergency generators perhaps.
Because, I mean, and when you think about it, a lot of houses today don't even have a pack of matches.
That's right. In fact, not too long ago, I guess it was coming into winter here maybe 6 weeks ago, I thought I ought to just check my own place. And I was looking around, because we do have, every winter, we'll have two or three fairly short power outages, but they could be anywhere from 2 hours to a little over 2 days. And even though I'm in the business, I hauled all my stuff out, and my sum total of what I had for power outage is I had three flashlights, two of them with the batteries were dead. I had a couple of candles, I had a kerosene lantern, and then I had a electrical lantern, so I had to go to work that day and replenish my own supplies. And I'm in the business where I think about this every day.
Well, and we live in truly an exciting time for being a prepared person, because you can really be a prepared person now and not give up your luxuries.
Oh, yeah. Most of our, in fact, most of us that work here at Backwoods Home Magazine and our subscribers, there's very few folks that are truly living off the grid. There's certainly a handful of them. And our most popular writers, like Jackie Clay, she doesn't just write about the homesteading lifestyle. She lives it. And that's one of the reasons that people like Jackie Clay, because she's living it. But most of us are kind of a combination where we have food in our pantry and backup generators and water and that sort of thing, and maybe a couple of chickens, and some people grow small gardens, but there's very few that are totally independent of the luxuries that we enjoy today.
Because I tell you, I'm sitting here and I'm looking through your magazine, and I'm really getting a kick out of this, because you're pushing your Kindle edition.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because at some point, it was my goal to work that in. Dave Duffy is an interesting guy in that, he had this concept years ago, and he's also very smart. On one hand, we put together the magazine kind of the old-fashioned way, where a lot of it is done electronically, the stories are sent in and vetted, and we decide, what stories make it, what the theme's going to be. And then we have just a three-ring notebook with slip sleeves. And that's how we put together the magazine, and we move it around like a jigsaw puzzle till it works. But on the other hand, we've got Kindle and some of these other e-readers that we know we have to pay attention to. And thankfully, those of us over 50 in the office are thankful that we have all this young blood in here that actually understands this stuff. It was Dave Duffy's 17-year-old son that got us up on Kindle.
You guys, we can like you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. We have a big following on Facebook.
We're talking about, preparedness. We're talking about things that you think about backwoods. You think about backwoods home. You're looking at things, people that are doing things the old-fashioned way. Yet you've tried to really make this very conveniently modernized. And what I'm seeing is there's a lot of things in here that is very, very modern, yet it prepares you for anything so that your family's always safe.
Yeah. Tracy, think about this. This is kind of an interesting bit of trivia. So it took us we sell about 50,000 copies of the magazine every issue, and we publish every other month, so bi-monthly, 6 months a year. We have 38,000 paid subscribers, and then we sell the rest of those off the newsstand. So it took 23 years to get 38 print subscribers, and mostly word of mouth. With Kindle and things like when we use the social media platforms like YouTube, Twitter, Google+, and especially Facebook, those are just good ways for us to spread the word about Self-Reliance and Backwoods Home Magazine and what we do a lot quicker than the old-fashioned word of mouth. So it took us 23 years to get to 38,000 subscribers. in just a little less than a year, once the magazine went up on Kindle, we're at just over 5,000 subscribers in less than a year. So, and it opens us up to the rest of the English-speaking world where it's cost prohibitive to somebody in Australia or New Zealand. We do have subscribers outside of the country in Canada, but it's almost cost prohibitive to subscribe because it costs more to ship the magazine to Australia or New Zealand or China than it does to than the cost of the subscription. But with Kindle and the other e-readers, the shipping costs are not an issue.
You know, I am. You wouldn't know this, but I'm a Rotarian, and we do a lot of stuff internationally because there are a lot of people across the globe that we don't realize has they don't have the luxuries that we have.
Exactly. I'm a Rotarian. In fact, I'm going to be going to Rotary our time here in about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Okay.
What club are you a member of back there? You're in Youngstown, right?
I'm in Youngstown, but I'm in the Boardman Township Club.
Boardman Township.
Yep, the Boardman Club, which is a suburban area of Youngstown.
Okay. Yeah, see, it's a little bit simpler here. We're in a town of about 2,000 people, so we just have one club, but it's the most active club in town. And besides all the local and regional stuff we do, that's one of the things I love about Rotary is that it's international.
And we just had a guy come in and talk to us about, kits that they're using actually in Katrina, the pop-up tents. I think I showed six of these, which is a survival. Everything is in it, with your water and your food and your propane, so that you will be able to survive during catastrophes and or in other places. And they're using them right now where Sandy hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking him, I said, well, how can we get one of these? Because I think every home ought to have a survival kit. Even though I laugh and I talk about, you guys and this off-grid crazy stuff. When you really think about it, no matter what's going on, everyone should have some type of home preparedness kit.
Oh, absolutely. And also something that you carry in your car. It's just kind of, I keep going back to being logical and common sense. We at Backwoods Home Magazine, we're not part of I guess I'll just use the word kooky, there's these fringe groups, survivalists and the doom and gloomers and stuff.
Crowd.
Yeah, we don't subscribe to those notions. We're just more be ready day to day for whatever might come up, from a short power outage to something like Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah, and one of the things that I really enjoy about Backwoods Home Magazine is Massad's articles, because usually you get, and that's the problem, is you get into this organic type life, this prepared type life, and you end up with the Mother Earth news people. And while their hearts are in the right place, I don't agree with their politics.
Yeah. Well, we would, I would agree with those sentiments. But we also work pretty hard, both from the Backwoods Home side of the fence and Mother Earth News side of the fence. Dave Duffy and Brian Welch, their publisher, they talk. They're trying to work next year to have some of the expos joined. We go to some of their expos. Our politics certainly don't align perfectly with Mother Earth News and vice versa. And what I hear a lot is Backwoods Home Magazine is much like Mother Earth started out, in their first 8 or 10 years.
Okay. Now, I've read several editorials from Dave that said you've lost readership because of the gun articles and such.
Why?
Yeah. Well, nobody really knows that for sure, but David told me, I've known him for about 15 years now, and he told me early on that he'd been told more than a few times over the course of his career, and then more recently when I came in-house and started working for him, that he's been told more than a few times that if he would lose the politics and lose the gun articles, that he could probably have, 200,000 subscribers. And Dave's not going to do it. He thinks that Massad's gun articles need to be in there. And then Dave and John Silvera both write a political piece And usually, you know, I don't hear too many complaints about it, but usually if somebody says they don't like the politics or the guns, I say, you know, that's a 100-page magazine. Those are 3 pages out of 100. Just don't read them. You know, if you
right.
enjoy the rest of the magazine, just forget that. But Moss's articles, him and Jackie Clare, no doubt, are most read writers. And I was just able to meet him last summer at an Appleseed shootout here. It's a marksmanship and history. And he's just a regular guy that's done well for himself. And it was an honor to have him out here on the West Coast helping us put on this Appleseed shoot.
Yeah,
now, Jeff, you got to, you know, okay, for the city people? Because my show is
yeah.
really weird.
Which one?
My show is weird. It is, because I have people that know what an apple seed is, and
yes.
There are people like me that apple seeds are in the core of an apple.
Yep,
and that
I
is the, so. What in the world is an apple seed? Shoot.
It's a yeah. I forget. Sometimes we have our own our own dialect and self-reliance.
Tell me about apple seeds.
Appleseed, they have them all over the country, and the one that they finally talked to us in a hosted one, Backwoods Home Magazine, and we hosted one, I think it was late last summer in August. It's the sponsors are associated with Revolutionary War history, and so it's an Appleseed shoot is a combination of marksmanship and history. So they flew out the kind of their top guns out here to the West Coast, the instructors and the performers. It's almost like, part of it is almost like a play where they're play acting Revolutionary War history, and then the other part of it is gun safety. There's a range set up on a rural property that we got donated, and then there's, you know, celebrities like Moss that will show up for these things. It was
Who's
really
Moss?
A kind of a Masad Ayoub, our gun guy, gun editor.
So do you want me to? You don't want me to come out and shoot? Because you said
yeah,
marksman.
We'd love. No, yeah, but you don't have to be a marksman. You're trying to be a marksman. You should come out, Tracy. You'd be great. We had this. We created this this range up on some private property, a place called Carpenterville. Just beautiful up there. And, yeah, you get to come out. You have to lay on the ground and get up and move around and shoot at targets and take breaks for, you know, listen to some Revolutionary War history. It's a healthy thing. And it wasn't just – we didn't get a bunch of wacko gun guys. What we got was some couples, and I'm going to say out of the 78 or 90 people we had there, there was probably 4 or 5 families that came.
Yeah, they do. They do it every so often. Salem Gun Club does it. The Salem Gun Club down in Salem, Ohio, does it. And I wanted to go this year, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend. They just did it this last summer down there.
The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to open up the lines because I want you to be able to ask your questions and give your comments. Because I'm sitting here, and as I go through this magazine and as I'm looking, it you know we have a news publication here called Farm and Dairy.
Okay.
And this Backwood Home, it will give you that kind of flavor, but it's a little bit more intense about preparedness as well as, you know, I'm looking at, you know, them talking about, you know, preparing chicken and keeping things safe. And there's some great information in here that you may not pay attention to, you know, in your own daily living.
I've subscribed for many, many years, and the technical articles are just awesome. I had no idea a little while ago you did a series on Prepper Power. Remember that, Jeff?
What's Prepper Power?
Yeah.
What was that?
Prepper Power. I believe that that was a series of articles that Jeff Yeago did for us, just off the top of my head.
Right, and it was about maintaining your electricity during a power outage, and it was things from LED lighting to you can actually get a 12-volt water pump to pump water out of your well if you live in the country and you don't have city water.
I mean, because you just got done before you came on, Jeff. He was telling us about using solar panels,
right?
And going to
right.
one of the stores here and Harbor Freight and getting solar panels and getting a kit so that you're always having energy in your home, even if it's nothing but it'll run a small heater.
Exactly. And it's I'm on our website right now. You can search this, and I just found this, what he's talking about, Prepper Power Part 2 by Jeff Yago. And Yago isn't just a kind of a run-of-the-mill guy. He's highly educated, been in this business for about 20 years, so he's really kind of a go-to guy when it comes to alternative energy, especially solar.
And see, that's something, and it's something that you, because it hopefully, no matter what, even today, as cold as it is outside, there's sun. And you can't, I'm not a big solar energy for everything person, but I believe that it has its uses, especially when you don't have anything else, and you would want to have something solar powered, because I would, as I said, you know, I remember when they used to get so cold when we were kids that the power would go out,
right,
or the snowstorms would come in and the power would go out. And your stoves today, my mom would always, we had an electric stove, right. But you would be prepared, and we'd have blankets. But if you don't have a gas, you know, natural gas, and the natural gas stoves now do not pump heat like they used to when the power goes out because of regulation.
Right.
You don't have even your natural gas water heaters. They do not stay hot because they have electric pilots now.
Yeah.
We would
say that solar is a good supplement. And unless you truly live off the grid where you just can't, where you can't tap into the grid, very few people are running full solar.
But yes, and I'm saying we need to make sure that if you have, you know, some type of way of getting heat into your home, because it does get cold here, and there is snow here. And if you look at what happened on the East Coast with that nor'easter that happened right after Hurricane Sandy, I mean, there were people that were for days with no power at all.
Yeah. Yeah, most of us don't think about this sort of thing until it happens to us. It's always you see it on TV, you hear it on the radio, and you just don't think that it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen in your area and you haven't taken, you know, given a little bit of a forethought to what you might do if, you know, just simply the power goes out, then you're not going to be nearly as comfortable as those people that did think ahead a little bit.
And see, I look at this, and I look at, you know, when I was coming up, our telephones worked even when the power didn't work. Very, very few people have hard line telephones today. You have a even if you have a home phone, without your cellular phone, you have to have a connection to some kind of power for your phones to work.
Yeah, that was a big deal, because you don't think about that either. So, you have the use of your phone until it runs out of power, and then you realize there's no way to recharge it.
And then you've got FEMA telling you to go to their website for information.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't work. And so when in preparedness and forward thinking, not that you have to be, you know, a nut about it, but you should have ways of getting things done.
Well, you know, I mean, at Backwoods Home, one of the advertisers sells dehydrated meals in a bucket, you know. So why not have enough for 10 days for your family? They're good for 25 years. You just buy a bucket and put them up on a shelf in a closet.
And at that time, if you need it, you don't care what it tastes like. You just want to eat.
Right.
I mean,
you
seriously.
Know, there are a lot of companies now that are doing similar things with freeze-dried. And when I was a kid, I'm 53, when I was a kid, they first came out with freeze-dried food. It was all terrible. But I can tell you from samples that we get sent here, it's freeze-dried food is much, much improved, and most of it is pretty darn good nowadays.
Now, I have a question. You have an advertiser in here, and it's called Easy Egg Crystal or Ova Easy Egg Crystal. What are those? Is that powdered eggs?
Yeah, they're iffy, but they sent us some samples of that, and then we'd met them down in a preparedness expo in Mesa, and those are real eggs, just dehydrated, and they're very, very good. I've had them scrambled, and you can't really tell the difference between fresh eggs and those eggs, but certainly if you mix them up with a little bit of ham or bacon or a little bit of cheese, you cannot tell the difference between those and real eggs. That company is really kind of coming to the forefront. I believe they actually make them in Lacey, Washington, the state of Washington, so close to us. And that is now what the military is buying, is those Ova-Easy eggs from Nutrium is the company, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're good.
And I want to say I like recipes, and I'm really impressed with the recipes inside your book.
Yeah, you know,
inside your magazine.
One of the things I wanted to say, you know, they just had me speak at our Rotary last Wednesday because we've been in Gold Beach for 15 years here on the Oregon coast, but very few locals know much about us because we're really not dependent on the town itself or the county or even the state. We have a national following. And one of the things that I think surprised a lot of people at last week's Rotary Club meeting is that we're a lot more than just the magazine itself. We published right at about 40 books, all having to do with self-reliant living. We have cookbooks and recipes and gardening and how to can, emergency preparedness, building projects, alternative energy, like some of the books that Yago does for us. And then there's a whole series from Jackie Clay, Ask Jackie. So basically anything that you might want to know, how to raise goats, how to raise chickens, we have specific books on those sort of things in addition to the magazine itself.
Now, before
and
I get you off.
That's all on the website. People could check it out there.
It says roast your own coffee. There's an article in here, and I'm a big coffee drinker. Where do you buy unroasted coffee beans?
You know, I'm trying to find that out. There was on our Facebook, just yesterday. I wish I had a better answer than that. Just yesterday on our Facebook page, a lady had read that same article, and she's interested in trying it, but she wanted to know where to get her beans. So I'm actually checking with one of our employees, Jim Van Camp. Him and his wife have been commercially roasting small batches for almost 20 years. So when I find out where they get their raw beans, I'm going to put it up on the Facebook, our Facebook page, so everybody will know. But I can't tell you off the top of my head right now. You caught me on that one.
Oh, sorry about that. Because I was like, yeah, because I'd like to try that. And I'm like, where do you buy them at? Listen, I got to take a break. Hold on just a second. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm going to take a break. We are talking with the you're the marketing person for Backwood Home.
That's correct. Yep.
And he's marketing advertising manager for Backwood Homes. And Backwood Home is a magazine that comes out of. Are you in Oregon?
Yep, down on the southern Oregon coast.
And it is they call it a practical ideas for self-reliant living. It's very, very interesting, and it's something to make you think about. It's something that's not talked about openly in inner city and or city living and people that live in suburbia. But when you see things going on around us, you want to be prepared. And we need to be forecasting. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Need it.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our back.
Oh,
we really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services help Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-645-1792. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-645-1792. 800-645-1792.
It's that time of year again. We're looking back on what will define 2012, in this case, what we searched online. Here's ABC Scott Goldberg.
If you've ever asked yourself, what is this country thinking? Google knows.
The theme of the list this year would be perhaps talent and tragedy.
That's Google's Daniel Seberg, who says number 5 on this year's list of top search trends is... the former New York Knicks point guard who caused Lynn's sanity. Number 4, the movie and book Hunger Games. Number 3, the election. Number 2, Hurricane Sandy. And number 1, Whitney Houston, who died on February 12th. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Steven Spielberg's Civil War saga Lincoln is among the top nominees for Screen Actors Guild Awards. The film is nominated 4 times, as are the musical Les Miserables and the romance Silver Linings Playbook. All 3 were nominated today for overall performance by their casts. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You'll be in room 327.
We were with Keisha when she got extra savings on her hotel room. We were with Ken with the installation of a replacement battery.
San Antonio, here I come.
We were with Jeff when he created his online triptych routing.
And we'll be there with you.
Who are we? We're AAA. If you're already a member, renew. Not a member? Join and save $10 on a new membership through December 31st at AAA.com or stop by any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accept.
You enjoy the station you're listening to. Now it goes with you thanks to the free iHeartRadio app. It plays on everything. iHeartRadio.com.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the Square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Trade Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch, the very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Okay, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and I'm Tracy Winbush, and in studio with me is Stix, and we call him Lloyd, or Lloyd, and we call him Stix. And on the phone with us, I have a gentleman by the name of Jeff Ferguson, and he is the marketing and advertising manager for a magazine called Backwood Homes Magazine. If you want to go to their website, you can. You can also friend them on Facebook at Facebook or BHMAG, which is Facebook/BHMAG, or you can go to backwoodhome.com and you can find them there. And it's very, very interesting, just the mindset. There are things that make you think about things that you may not have had on your mind, but you really need to take a serious look at if you needed to survive for a couple days, how would you fare with your family? And, you know, I know a lot of us are living from paycheck to paycheck, and we don't have the funding to go all out. But the question is there a place where we can actually say, you know what, I need to have X amount of food. I need to have, like you said, a bladder for the tub. Sticks will say you need to have a bladder for the tub. If there's something that will boil water outside, so I'm always having water, I don't have to. Do I have a solar panel for my cell phone? Do I have children? Do I have an extra set of Pampers?
Well, there's a concept that our great-great-grandparents had that we seem to have forgotten in our modern society, and it was called never eat your seed corn. And 99.9% of the time, we're not in a catastrophe situation. So if people would just read publications like Backwoods Home and get some ideas and just sit down and every payday buy one or two items, you know, pretty soon you're going to have the items you need to keep your family safe for a week.
And it's something that we really need to be mindful of. Because they tell us that you ought to have money saved. You know, do you have, my mom used to call it mad money. Do you have some money, some cash somewhere that you can get to in case you need it? I'm not saying that you got to go out and raise your own chickens, and I can't in my own meat sticks. I'm just not doing it. I'll get me some jerky. I got some jerky cure. I did do that. I do have some jerky cure just in case.
Okay.
And you know,
but how you gonna make the jerky when your stove don't work?
I'm working on a generator. I'm working on a generator. I want a natural gas generator.
I got one.
No comments. So Jeff, are you there with me still?
Yep, I'm here with you.
What do you say to people that don't think about stuff like this? What do you say to that? What do you say to us?
Well, we certainly don't beat anybody up. We try to.
I don't know why not.
Yeah, you know, out here on the West Coast, we're kind of laid back, and so we make suggestions and try to provide materials and get out in the communities, and we attend these expos all over the country where people can come and gather and get materials and buy the things that they might. But it's more of it's just kind of a word of mouth, more subtle. I don't lecture anybody. Most people, I just say, you know, use a little common sense. And if they want to know, well, how much food should we keep as backup? What about gas? What about water? What about all that sort of stuff? There's all sorts of sources available. You'd mention our website, all that stuff's on there. There's a manual that's put together in one spot, Emergency Preparedness and Survival Guide. That has virtually everything you need in there. And there's other sources for that information as well. But I think it's kind of a gentle reminder that you need to think ahead a little bit in case something as big as Superstorm Sandy happens, because it's become pretty apparent in recent years that the government they just can't move quick enough. They don't have the resources to move quick enough. So it's a real good idea to look out for yourself.
And the Backwoods Home bookstore is just awesome. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff that they have in there.
I'm checking that out. I want to ask Jeff, but I don't think you wrote this book. But I'm looking for a man by the name of John.
Silveria?
Oh, yeah, John Silveria is sitting right in the room with me.
You tell John, yeah. I'm looking for him, because I want him to talk to me about the coming American dictatorship.
I gave my copy to Tracy, and she's been itching to talk to him.
I'm looking for him.
I'll let him know. You know, he is sitting in the same room with me, but John has just finished the first of a trilogy of novels, and so he's having some sleepless nights. I just teased him at breaks. Did he want to take the last 15 minutes for me on the radio? And he just kind of gave me that look like I got to stay on task with this project I'm working on.
Tell him I said stay on task, but
yeah,
I'm on a hunt for John Silveria.
Okay.
So we can talk about the coming American dictatorship, and this is going to be a good conversation.
John would be a great interview. He's got a lot, you know, that book is, you know, so out of the 40 that we published ourselves, and then we broker another 100 or so for other publishers, that book is in the top five of the ones we sell. And then he's got these other novels coming out, but he's kind of riding this crest of a celebrity right now. John wrote a kind of a tongue-in-cheek filler classified ad for Backwoods Home Magazine back in 97 where we just needed something to stick in there. And he wrote this ad that has since become a movie called Safety Not Guaranteed. Won an award down at Sundance Film Festival, I think, this last summer, and is now on the market. Safety Not Guaranteed. And you can find information about it on our website. It's a neat story where John Silvera's humor ended up being a movie.
Wow.
We're also hoping to get Mr. Duffy on because I haven't given Tracy my copy of Can America Be Saved from Stupid People yet.
Oh, I should send you a copy.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can America be saved from stupid people? I'm afraid to ask.
You know, it's that book is sold more than any, and it's great reading. It's just been reprinted for the third time and expanded a little bit, but it's just I told Dave from the get-go, I said, you know, with a title like that, this thing's going to be successful no matter what's inside, and what's inside happens to be good too, so... I'll send you on your website. There must be a mailing address.
I'm going to send it to you right now. As we're talking, I'll send it to you. I'll send you a link right now.
Okay. So you're giving me all kinds of assignments. I need to get John Silvera on there for you. And then Dave Duffy. He might be a little bit tougher. Dave's a little bit shy about getting in front of the camera on the radio, but we might be able to get him to do it this way.
Tell him. Oh. There's no cameras. We're just talking on the phone with some friends. That's why it's called Tracy and Friends. We just have conversation and get you going with some friends that you haven't met yet. If you want to look at my picture, you can go to Facebook or somewhere and find out and just talk to your TV screen.
Just like sitting around a table at the diner. That's what we do here.
Well,
that's all about.
That's how you two have made me... So I think I can sell this to John and Dave and
I'm easy.
You really ought to consider giving it a chance. It's certainly a no pressure. In fact, I'm so relaxed. I'm kicked back in my chair with my feet up on my desk right now.
I don't get to do that very often.
Yeah,
I hope
Dave doesn't walk in right now and wonder what the heck I'm doing. I could tell him I'm working and doing a radio interview.
I am so excited, about talking with you and talking about Backwoods Home. And I want to thank you for your time and spending, this 45 minutes with me and allowing my listening audience, both here and abroad, to hear that it's there. Because what I'm finding out, it's not what you know that won't hurt you. It's what you don't know.
Yeah,
and there's a lot that we
don't
know. And we need to know that there are resources, there are websites, there's information out there about a lot of things that we can actually begin to be prepared and not be so reliant on someone else for our livelihood.
Right. And we
Go ahead.
Yeah, and we appreciate the opportunity to have you thinking of us. I think that Styx contacted us, my gosh, it's probably been 6 months ago, and just one thing after another kind of didn't work out. So finally we set today's date, and I'm really glad we did it. I think it does both of us good. You guys help us get the word out a little bit more about Backwoods Home Magazine, and we'll talk up Tracy and Friends.
Wonderful. And listen, if I will be in touch with you, but I did just send you my email, my mailing address and my contact information. And if we can do anything here at Tracy and Friends, please don't hesitate to call us because partnerships are great. And this information, I think, is paramount because it's just they want to show you stuff, but they don't want to tell you how to get things done. You know, like I asked you about coffee.
Right.
You know, coffee, you know, we go and we spend billions of dollars in coffee now. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to save some money, especially with times being as lean as they are, to roast my own coffee?
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot better coffee if it's not, if you buy unroasted beans and roast them yourself. Once the beans are roasted, they start getting rancid in about 4 or 5 days. Just nobody ever talks about that, so.
I didn't know that.
Do I
get to keep this issue?
No, I save those.
Oh,
I've got a library.
Oh.
So
do you need Now I know Sticks, you're a subscriber, right? So you get all the magazine.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
So do we need besides sending Tracy a Stupid People book? Do I need to send her a current edition? I'll send her the Bach. You know, I think the chicken issue, the Bach, the current issue is going to become a collector's edition. I'm just pretty sure.
It's a good edition, and I'm really checking out. I'm telling y'all, can't meet for real.
And I'll tell you something. I'd love to see you guys do. I'd love to see you guys get with Glenn Beck and his new network and do Backwoods Home TV.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
There's been some talk. Dave was back, and I think it was in Preparedness Expo in Dallas when Glenn and his group was there.
Yeah.
So he was able to meet Glenn personally, and they seemed to have a lot of respect for each other, and talked about what they might do together, because he's certainly a big name that we'd love to be even more connected to.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
And as I said, you know, getting information out, this is not mainstream conversation.
No.
But it should be mainstream knowledge. And it's kind of sad that something is so resourceful. I mean, there are people who would have liked to have had some of this information, had some of this knowledge during Hurricane Katrina and Sandy. They would have liked this. This would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you know about a solar panel? So what did you say?
I think one of the I do believe that this sort of thinking, the whole thinking ahead preparation thing is becoming more mainstream. Just I think it was November 16th, we were mentioned in a pretty lengthy article in the New York Times, and all of us in the self-reliance business said, "Wow, it's been a long time coming." We finally somebody like the New York Times finally wrote an article on us. And showed that we're the mainstream. I think what happens is, as some media, they go after the sensational stuff, you know, the doomsday preppers and the survivalists, and that somehow makes a quick hitting, interesting story. But that's not at all what we're about. Way more mainstream. So we're pleased as could be to get that article in New York Times recently.
Oh, congratulations! Well, it's time. Really think about it. It's time for people to know that there are alternatives.
Yep.
You know, the internet is a powerful tool if you know where to go, but if you don't know where to go, then
how do you filter?
Right.
So, I think it's a combination.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Tracy. I'm glad that Lloyd Sticks, Bert, talked me into it early on, and I'd be more than happy to come on any time, and I will work on Mr. Silvera and Mr. Duffy for you. See what I can.
Please,
say.
Thank you.
Please,
thank you
and listen, we'll have you back on again, and even narrow it down because I think this is good.
Yeah, I think we need to pick one or two topics and really hit hard on.
Yeah.
You know, just
because I'm this solar thing, you know, this, you know, just energy. Cell phone, what am I going
to
do?
I'm telling you, like I said, we put those solar panels on the camper, and we can go to a stock car race for a week and never turn on a generator and watch TV and have satellite dish.
Yeah.
You're going to have me running red.
We're going to get you to a stock car race.
Yeah, I know. Jeff, thank you so much. We welcome you. We're always welcome here. You have our information. If you ever have anything you want to get out, please give us a call. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends, and we've been talking with Jeff Ferguson from Backwood Home Magazine. You can find him at backwoodhome.com. Backwoods Home.com. You can friend them on Facebook. Jeff, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me, Tracy.
Any last comments?
I don't think so. You know, I'm just going to go back to doing my thing here, enjoy the nice day, and I will, when I go to Rotary here in about 90 minutes of our time, I will tell them I met a new Rotarian from the Boardman Township Club in Youngstown, Ohio. And we're going to have you. I think we'll invite you out here for the Appleseed Shoot, and we'll take you to Rotary while you're here.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll get you a hiking.
I can do Appleseed, I can shoot, and I can go to Rotary.
Yeah, we'll take you on all the non-city stuff. We'll take you fishing, kayaking, hiking. Yeah, you won't ever want to go back to the city after we're done with you out here.
Okay. Now, I don't know about that. I'm a city girl.
I got a daughter that just moved to Wyoming, Jeff, and my wife and I go out there to visit. We don't want to come back.
Yeah. It's nice. Listen, I'm. Yeah, I feel pretty, most of us that live here feel pretty lucky that we're in a spot. Everything I like to do, the outdoor stuff, is right out my back door. You don't have to load up the car and travel 2 hours or any of that stuff. It's just right here.
Jeff, thank you so much. And I'll look forward to the invitation. I'd be glad to come.
Okay. You're going to get it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 606. This is just for you.
Okay. Thanks, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff. There's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. Four big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas present.
No, the redneck gift.
Redneck gift?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off the high dive, or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights, or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Bass. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless you go down to the penitentiary and visit your mama.
You're not listening to me. Get the car key out of your ear. That's where the 9 years probation comes in. I'm going to do it for you again. Now listen. 12-pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 big mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang.
Listening to the Valley of News Talk.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
And now, it's the News Talk 600 Drilling Down Report, brought to you by the Law Office of J.M. Shade, an elder care, special needs, and asset protection law firm in Salem.
Hillcorp Energy has been issued a permit to drill a horizontal well in Lawrence County. This is the fifth permit secured by the Houston-based company in the past month as it ramps up its presence in western PA. The company is currently in partnership with NiSource Midstream to develop a large pipeline project that would extend into northeastern Ohio. Yesterday in Kanawha County, West Virginia, a transmission line owned by NiSource exploded near its compressor station about 15 miles north of Charleston, destroying five homes and closing a portion of Interstate 77. There were no fatalities. To date, Hillcorp has been issued 18 permits in Lawrence County and one in Mahoning in Poland Township. As energy giants moved into central and southwestern parts of Pennsylvania to tap into the Marcellus Shale in 2009, Alan Wanger, an attorney with Harrington, Hoppe & Mitchell, suspected the activity might move into northeastern Ohio. By 2010, his suspicion came to pass.
It hit with a vengeance about that time. We started being asked to review leases with a number of companies that are now not active here that pretty well handed things over to Chesapeake, such as East and Trinity, that were very active in Columbiana and southern Mahoning counties at that time.
The firm's attorneys attended seminars to educate themselves on the legal aspects of horizontal well drilling and hired on two new attorneys with backgrounds in title research, real estate, and the energy industry. In the last 3 years, Wanger says the firm has served thousands of clients across the Utica Shale Basin, all of whom are landowners. Many are part of groups.
Most landowners gulp pretty hard when they see what legal fees can be entailed in any sort of lengthy negotiation. So we've tried to steer folks where possible into collective sorts of arrangements when they have neighbors that have similar issues, and that helps.
Wanger says the firm will continue to protect the landowner and expects its client base to increase further in 2013 as landowners begin paying taxes on royalty checks and deals with development issues that may lead to some litigation.
Misunderstandings and disappointments that folks have with seismic testing, held by production issues, title issues to quiet title, which involves a lawsuit, and we have a couple of lawyers who are becoming more and more busy, almost to the point of that being a large part of their practice, with oil and gas related litigation.
And that is the Business Journal Daily Buzz Drilling Down Report for this Wednesday. For more information, go to businessjournaldaily.com. I'm Michael Moliterno.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, and I hope you're having a good afternoon. And again, I want to thank Jeff Ferguson from Backwoods Home for coming on and spending some time with us. And as we go further into 2013 and as we'll find more and more information from different areas of life, that, you know, just stuff that you know. You don't have to, you can act on it as you choose, but it's always good to know some things are out there that you can learn. I think knowledge is power. And where, you know, we talk about race and racism, and we talk about political differences, and we talk about a lot of things, but I find out that most of the time that you don't realize that we have similarities more in common, or should I say things that are more in common similarly than we do in differences.
Well, I'll tell you what, no matter the income of anybody on one of those blocks, the income disparity on one of those blocks, and it's under Sandy, that was a great equalizer, because once that storm comes through, everybody was equal.
Yeah, it's equal until the rebuilding of it. You know, if you don't have, you know.
Well, that's a different subject.
I know, but this is my issue. They need to be prepared. But see, it's kind of hard to have insurance if you're just trying to make ends meet. So you don't have insurance, and even with insurance, you have to have cash on hand. Because how do you get your family to a hotel without cash?
Well, I fully understand where
and,
you're coming
and
from.
So if you can live in your home and you can survive, and you're not dependent on anyone else, and you have power. Guess what I bought today?
What'd you buy?
I bought a factual guide to the Constitution of the United States.
Ooh.
Check that out.
Wow.
And the number is 347-945-5229, and I am going to open up the phone lines because I've got to ask. Styx and at the Lethal are having a discussion inside of the chat room. Styx, did I just see you say or hear you say that Obama got elected illegally?
No, I said he was legally elected.
Oh, he was legally elected.
Yes,
oh, okay.
He was. I'm not disputing the fact that the people spoke and that the takers decided that there's more takers than makers. So, you know, because he ran on take from everybody and give to the people that don't have as much.
I want to make a couple of announcements. First is, if you have a community event that you are not charging for, but you want people to know about it, if you get the information to us and put it on Tracy and Friends at 4040 Simon Road or email tracy@tracyandfriends.com, Tracy has E's in it, T-R-A-C-E-Y, we will gladly announce your events so that you know that. And we will do this for all events that are non-charging. So if you're not charging the public to come in, if you're doing public service announcements, we will gladly put you a part of our, and I'm going to see, try to get it in at least 2 weeks ahead of time. It would be beneficial because I am not that efficient yet. But if you will get it into us, we will gladly announce your event. So there's going to be a live nativity and Christmas readings every half hour on the 13th and 14th of this, which is tomorrow and Friday, which is Thursday and Friday, from 7 to 9 at the Salem Wesleyan Methodist Church. It is a New Garden Avenue, Salem, Ohio, and the pastor is Stanley Graybill. It is located, again, at 1095 New Garden Avenue in Salem, and it is the Salem Wesleyan Methodist Church, and it's on Thursday and Friday. And if you get it into us earlier, we'll do a pre-recorded spot of these in on order so that you don't have to worry about me trying to pronounce things right, get it right, get the dates and the time right. But since I have it here, somebody wanted me to announce it here, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Sticks, you got Sticks has, you got a piece.
Financial peace. Starting.
There you go, because he got his calendar out. As soon as I said free, Sticks got his calendar out. All of a sudden, the calendar came out and it was free. What, Sticks?
Well, I'm going to teach people how to fish, guy. And at Pine Lake Christian Church in Sebring, and I don't have the address in front of me, we'll get that later, starting January 6th at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to do Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University class. It's a 9-week class on personal finance, and I recommend everybody does it, and every senior in high school that wants to take it can take it for free. If you're a senior in high school and you want to come, you can take it for free. There's somebody that stepped up to the plate and said they'll make sure that every senior in high school gets to take this class, because the most dangerous time in a kid's life is when they walk into college and all of those credit card people are standing in front of them and say, pick me.
Okay. Also, today I'm going to do a couple things, but I got to talk about Detroit, Michigan. People are losing their mind in not Detroit, but in Michigan because of this right to work. And I'm going to be going there this weekend, and I want to have I want to find some people that I can talk to there, who it's going to actively affect. Find some people that are against it. So be looking forward to that next week. Next Wednesday, Jonathan Kahn from The Harbinger, he will be with us. So I want you to mark your calendars. He will be with us live. And so I'm excited about having him here and having him with us. That'll be interesting.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Next Wednesday. And so do you realize there are companies that are for Christmas, that are marginal on Christmas, and that are against Christmas?
Marginally for and against.
Against Christmas. And I'm going to read the companies first that are against Christmas. Banana Republic, Barnes & Noble, Family Dollar. Where was Family Dollar? Someone sent this to me, and it's from the American Family Association. And so these are companies that are against Christmas. Can you believe that? I'm not done yet. This is the naughty people. Foot Locker. They say you're supposed to actually just boycott Gap stores. Limited Brands, which is a Wexel company, which is Bed Bath & Beyond and all those companies. Maurice's, Office Depot, Old Navy, you're supposed to boycott.
I don't believe in boycotts.
I do. Take your, don't spend your money. If
well,
they don't, if, I, there are companies. I don't do Target because they wouldn't let Salvation Army ring their bell.
I guess I don't believe in organized boycotts. I mean, there's businesses I don't do business with just because I don't agree with their politics. But, you know, I'm not going to tell somebody you shouldn't do business with them because I don't agree with them.
Staples, no. Staples is not a – oh, don't say Staples because Staples is my store. Don't be messing up. Radio Shack and Victoria's Secrets. This is another Wexel company out of Columbus, Ohio.
Victoria ain't got no secrets.
Victoria, she ain't got no secrets. And companies that are marginal on Christmas, they are 1-800-Flowers and Bath and Body Works, which is another Wexel company. Cooking.com, L.L. Bean, Safeway, Sam's Club, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Uncommon Foods, and True Value. But now these are the list of companies. Now, see, I don't understand how you can be marginal at Sam's Club and be Christmas on at Walmart. Same company.
I got a joke to tell you when you're done with this.
And companies that are for Christmas are Ace Hardware, Amazon.com. Wow. Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Big Lots, Bucks a Million, Collective Brands, Costco, CVS, Dick's Sporting Goods, Dillard's, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, HSN, Hallmark, Hancock Fabrics, Joann Fabrics, Hobby Lobby, Home Shopping Network, Joann Fabrics again, Kmart, Kohl's, Kroger, Lowe's, Macy's, Marshall's, Myers, Michael's, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom's, Office Max, PetSmart. The pets got Christmas now. How you like that one? Pier 1, Pro Flowers, QVC, Rite Aid, Sears, Goods, TJ Maxx, Toys R Us, Walmart, and Zabatos.
Well,
there's a list of shop.
Did you ever hear the story about the little Jewish boy whose dad owned a toy store?
No.
Christmas, a teacher was asking around the classroom what they did on Christmas Day. And, you know, all little Christian kids talked about opening a present. Well, Jewish boy says, well, what we do is we get up in the morning and we have breakfast and we go down to the toy store and we stand around and we hold hands and we sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
You know what? See there. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open right now. Open up the give me something to talk about because Styx is over here with corny jokes. He told me I had to play the Redneck Christmas song. Did I play it?
You did. Thank you very much. And there's a whole lot. Isn't that a lot of truth in that song?
Isn't that song derogatory?
No.
Why not?
Because it's largely the truth.
That doesn't mean it's not derogatory. The truth. You can't just tell the truth. This is America. We don't tell the truth here.
Every subculture in this country has its own quirky little Christmas presents.
Isn't redneck a derogatory term?
I don't take it as one. It can. I suppose you can be. I mean, I don't take it as one. I mean, we got a local guy here that started a company called Four Rednecks by Rednecks. He was right next to the thing down at the fair. Did you see his stuff?
No, but I was just amazed that I was the only one there at the fair.
No, you weren't.
I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I saw some other people there that looked like you.
Not when I was there.
They were walking down the Midway. You just missed them. You was too busy hobnobbing with the high-power Republicans, maybe. Had your back turned to them.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was down there with you in the middle of stick country.
That's right. Right next to Four Rednecks by Rednecks.
Going down there with, you know, doing tractor pulls. Big business.
It is.
Big business. We're going to call this Redneck Wednesday.
It works for me. I mean,
what
was that? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there was a day that Jeff and I had the Bootlicker and Redneck show. I mean, that was a caller called in.
Where was I?
You were off, and somebody called in, called him a bootlicker, and called me a redneck. So we made a joke out of it and called it the Bootlicker and Redneck show.
What is a bootlicker and a redneck? What are y'all? What do y'all do when I'm gone? Because, you know, I don't
you know what
I'm
we do when you
I have no
show.
Idea.
We
I
cause
don't.
Hate and discontent.
I don't listen when you when I, well, I don't listen when I'm gone. At least I try not to. I have kind of show with Jeff, but don't listen because I can't because I don't let people call in and you know I get a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. they tell me Europe is going to be, is their recession is worsening.
Surprise, surprise.
Is America's recession, are we in recession still, or are we out, or where are we now?
Well, yeah, they said that the unemployment rate went down just because more people quit looking for work. Do you realize we can have zero people working and 100%?
Absolutely, because they don't count.
And a 0% unemployment rate.
After you come off the grid, you're no longer counted.
That's right. So we can have no people working and also have a zero unemployment rate.
Right.
Are we sane or what?
It's America. It's America. I'm really fascinated by what we do and how we. What?
Oh, I don't like that.
What in the world is going on?
I don't know, man. But that ain't cool.
That ain't. Who did? Whoa. Oh. What? And it's for a movie?
I don't. Yeah,
I gotta read that one off.
Yeah,
and then I'll come back. The number is 347-945-5229. I have. It was on the Drudge Report.
Huh.
I don't understand.
Do you see this David Crowder video where this union guy started swinging at him, hit him four times?
Who?
He's a correspondent for he's a private correspondent,
what?
Freelance guy, and they were up. They had Americans for Prosperity had a tent, and these union demonstrators up in Michigan. These union demonstrators started cutting it down, and David Crowder came out to try to get him to quit because there was a lot of elderly people in there and stuff, and this guy started swinging at him, hit him four times before somebody broke it up. There's a pretty neat backstory to that, too. Crowder said he won't press charges if this guy will meet him in the ring, and Crowder's a trained, what do they call that, martial arts guy, combined martial arts.
I did not realize that we had 24 states that were right to work. Did you?
Yeah, I knew
I
that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, mostly South.
It said Michigan became the 24th right to work state, and I did not realize that there were so many.
And see, I fail to understand why people want or don't want right to work. I mean, it seems like it's pretty cut and dried to me. Why should you be forced to join an organization you don't want to join just to have a job?
Can I ask, why was the conservative at this place? It says shocking video. Why would you be there?
Maybe they were there first.
Hold on. Let's do this.
What is it about right to work that you oppose so much? Whatever you oppose about right to work is because it's the freedom to freeload. They can suck all of the parasitical benefits and the hard wages that unions have negotiated, and they get it for free.
Barney destroyed one tent. Leave the tent alone.
Get the f*** out of my face.
Don't tear down the tent.
Get the f*** out of my face.
You hurt a lady.
You're addressing me. I didn't hurt nobody.
You hurt
the f*** out of my face. Back the f*** up.
Stop turning down the
tent. Back the f*** up.
Okay.
All right. That was what you were talking about.
Yeah.
So
some old people standing around under a tent minding their own business, and they come and tear it down and beat up on another guy that asks them to stop.
Now listen here. Let me explain something to you. Maybe y'all don't understand the rules. Because the rules are, it's like this. If I'm going to a rally, it's like, you know, four years ago, I went to the inaugural,
mm-hmm.
okay, to see President Barack Obama be sworn in
mm-hmm.
as the first African-American president of the United States of America. Ask me what I didn't talk about while I was there.
The fact that you're a Republican.
No, I talked about being a Republican. I didn't talk about politics and policy. See, you don't go into a bear's den looking like a piece of meat. Come on now. You think about it.
Well, I don't think Crowder was upset with the fact.
Crowder
with
went
him.
Right,
but I get the deal was, why did they cut down the tent and why did they attack the old people? The old people was just standing around there. If somebody, you know, if you've got
who went to who? Did we go to the tent, or did the fight go to them?
Well, the tent was obviously there before the people without the tent.
Okay, there was a tent. Let's give me the story.
The story is you got some people there from let me look it up. Americans for Prosperity.
Okay.
And they got a tent. And they're in their tent with their little flyers. And
why are they in the tent? No, were they there before the rally, or were they the
first? They have to be there first because they put up a tent.
Not necessarily. Because usually you put one side on one half, or one people on one half, and one people on the other half. You don't put them in the same seat. You don't put them in the same
well,
ring.
Right. I mean, and where were the police to divide these two groups?
That's
a legitimate question.
Because see, this is the issue. I mean, when you're protesting, you usually.
Think about Michigan right to work, though. Do you realize only 17% of the workforce in Michigan is unionized?
Must be the auto workers. That's the laborers.
Well, it's probably government and auto.
Government and auto, but still.
But 17%. So you've got 17% demanding.
Yeah, but.
Demanding that they get preference over the other.
But no, I got to go back to my fight. Wait a minute.
Okay,
go back to my fight. Why would you go? Why would you do that? And I mean, especially when you know that you're outnumbered.
But what I'm saying is, the tent was there first. It had to be.
Somebody had to show up
early to set up the tent.
So they went there.
So the union guys saw what I'm guessing, and I'm just guessing because I haven't read, but I'm guessing these union guys saw this tent and went over there and started screaming and hollering. That would be my guess.
Okay.
And the police weren't doing their job because they weren't there to separate them.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's like when you. It's like going to a when you see the unions involved with something. All the time with issue two when we were doing the issue two thing, even if I was for issue two, I didn't want my vote no yes on issue two in the middle of their rally down in the Columbus. Come on, man, that is just crazy.
But do they own the entire landscape?
No, but you know how they're going to act. I mean,
so what you're saying is they can be thuggish and attack you physically and intimidate you.
No, I didn't say
going off on a separate area.
I didn't say it was right. What I'm saying is I've never seen a union rally that was not totally engaged with passion and
so you're saying the people that disagree with unions. If you disagree, you should expect to be attacked physically.
No, what I'm saying is, if you know that they are, it's like scats. See, I'm really into this common sense thing. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm really into common sense. Common sense says, don't go to an Obama rally with a Mitt Romney sign.
But, and we don't know. We don't have a map here to look at the layout. But what if I'm assuming because there was a tent there that these people were on the other side, were someplace on the grounds, but they were on the other maybe on the other side of the Capitol.
It was bad policing.
Yeah,
it was bad policing.
It was bad policing.
Because
that has to be.
Because
you don't get there early and you don't get there early and set up a tent, and then have a mob come over and attack you. I mean, you don't put up a tent in the middle of a mob.
But see, this is they're actually. He went over and asked them questions about why, you know, who was asking who questions?
Crowder was asking them questions, but...
So Crowder was asking them questions about their stand.
But if the tent people were there first, and these people come and surround the tent, what's wrong with him asking him? They came into Americans for Prosperity space.
Well, he said,
so if you walk into the space, you ought to be willing to answer a question or two.
Because I'm really, I mean,
And he's telling them, you know, there's old people in here. Please don't tear the tent down, and they ain't stopping. So what you got is a bunch of thugs beating up on a bunch of little old ladies.
What little old lady? What was the little old lady?
Inside the tent. Read the story.
But why was the little old lady outside hanging out?
Because she belongs to American for Prosperity.
Come on now. I wouldn't let my mother go out there. I wouldn't let Grandma go out there. Grandma can't go out there. You don't take Grandma to
a fight. How many gray heads did you see at Tea Party rallies?
You saw them. You saw gray hairs at tea parties, but you didn't take them to an Obama rally. That's for young people.
But what I'm saying is they had a tent set up, so they had to be there earlier, and they had to have their own space decked out.
Yeah, no.
So why would you invade their space if you disagreed with them? The shoe goes on both feet.
But the guy who got hit was a man.
I wouldn't wear a no Obama shirt to an Obama rally.
But the man who got hurt was a young man. So the young man
went out and asked them to stop tearing the tent down.
No, that's not what he's saying in this thing. That's not what the vote I just played. What I just played was something totally different. No, this man was talking about why. Let me go back to this, because then you get the cussing and the stuff and the people.
What is it about right to work that you oppose so much?
See?
Whatever you oppose about right to work, it's because it's the freedom to freeload. They can suck all of the parasitical benefits into our wages
and
get it for free.
Already destroyed one set. Leave the tent alone.
There you go.
Get the out of my face.
Don't sit down the tent.
Get the out of my face.
You heard a lady.
I don't know about the tent situation because I haven't read the article because I'm sitting here talking on the radio. But I'm just reading the video. And the video shows this young man who goes over to this rally. And I guess they'd already knocked down the tent, or one of them, because there were tents up somewhere that they took down. And they might have heard a lady inside. She might have been startled and hurt and whatever. But he goes over there like the Lone Ranger.
Well, he's being a journalist, too. I mean, what's wrong with a journalist asking questions?
Oh, and he wasn't asking questions.
Yeah, he was. He said, "What part of right to work do you understand
that?
I disagree with
that." No. He was. Come on now.
So if Peter Jennings walks up to one of those guys and asks him the same questions,
I'm not Peter Jennings. We're not Peter. Peter Jennings is dead. He went over to Peter. And no, you don't go. You don't. Come on now. You got a Republican journalist going over and saying, well, what's wrong? You know we're inciting a passionate discourse.
Well, there's nothing wrong with passionate discourse. You just don't start swaying.
You do at a union rally. That's what they do. I didn't say it was right. I'm just saying, come on now. You don't go like the Lone Ranger with your cameraman without backup. That's stupid.
But, well, you do have a point there. I'll agree. But
come on now.
No business to destroy somebody else's property.
I'm with them. I understand about the property. I understand about the tent. But you don't go over there like the Lone Ranger without backup into a union rally over them taking over their rights.
You don't wear a no Obama T-shirt to the Obama rally.
No, you don't go into a lion's den smelling like meat by yourself. Come on.
But the funny thing about this is this guy does mixed martial arts. And if he really wanted to, he probably could have took this guy apart.
He will do better by just getting hit. It made better news to get hit.
And there's kind of a backstory here, too. He told him he won't press any charges if he'll meet him in the ring and they'll do it for charity, sell tickets for charity. So we'll see if this tough guy here is really as tough as he thinks he is.
I'm trying to find out why the N-word comes up.
What's a Django Unchained, anyways?
It's a movie with Jamie Foxx. And
Jamie Foxx, isn't he the one that last Saturday night said he was in a movie where he gets to kill all the white people?
That possibly could be true. He's also the one who praised the Lord and Savior Barack Obama. So
yeah.
He's the same one. But that ain't got nothing to do with the Drudge Report headline saying the N-word straight across it. I don't understand that. Do you understand that?
No.
Just checking. Okay. just trying to find out, because I'm a little bit it's a weird day today. And I'm just trying to find out why we got the N-word going across the Drudge Report, and I don't understand it. Do you?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, I've got to take a break in about 3 minutes, and when we come back, we're going to find out why that's there. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, when you buy plane tickets, you're always ready for Christmas, because the way it is now, that's all I buy people for Christmas is plane tickets.
Why do you only buy plane tickets for Christmas?
Because I got to get people where they need to be for Christmas.
So your daughter's going there, you're coming here?
Daughter's coming here. And then shortly after Christmas, we're going back out there. Because the whole surgery thing again, remember?
Okay.
We got to go take care of our little girl.
But
I did find it's just kind of neat.
What?
We can both fly to Denver and rent a car and drive to Gillette. Cheaper than one of us can fly round trip to Gillette.
Really? Because it's like Youngstown.
Yeah, it's
okay.
You just can't get there from here.
Hey, listen, let me take my break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is open mic. We want to hear from you today. We'll go where you want to go. We'll finish up the day with the open mic for the last hour. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. I've got to find out why you got the N-word blasted across Drudge Report this morning or this afternoon. We'll see you on the other side.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Federal Reserve has taken an historic step toward keeping the economy in recovery mode. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Never has the Federal Reserve been so blatant about its intentions. It said there will be no increase in short-term interest rates until the unemployment rate drops below 6.5%, which is unlikely to happen before 2015. The Fed also announced it would spend billions every month to keep long-term interest rates low. Critics say it risks inflation, but central bankers said they anticipate prices to remain stable.
And the decision comes as the showdown over a deal to avoid the economic fiscal cliff continues. More from ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol.
Serious differences remain between the president and House Republicans. Speaker John Boehner says he's still waiting to see that list of entitlement cuts the president will support.
We've been reasonable and responsible in our approach to this, and we're going to continue to do that. It's time for the president to do his part.
One plugged-in Democrat says Boehner may have to wait till he's reelected speaker in January to get enough support to push through any fiscal cliff deal that includes a tax increase. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Authorities in suburban Portland, Oregon, have identified the gunman in yesterday's deadly mall shooting. Clackamas County Sheriff Adam Phyllis says the gunman's name was Jacob Robertson.
There were no indicators that this was going to happen, and every indication that we have to this point was that he acted alone in this.
Roberts had no criminal record. Two people were killed, a third wounded, before he turned the gun on himself. This is December 12th, 2012. Wedding chapels are busy today with people who want to have that 12-12-12 wedding date. Mom-to-be Courtney Carter is going to have a C-section today, but has some plans for those numbers as well.
Me and my husband are going to go to Vegas after and, you know, win some money.
The Dow is up 64 points. NASDAQ ahead as well. This is ABC News.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000-plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It makes sense when times are tough. Getting the very last of the products that you buy, especially those expensive personal products. Well, a new study says some people take thriftiness to the edge of obsession.
How far will you go to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste from the tube or the last drop of shampoo out of the bottle? Alarmingly far, apparently. A new survey by the consulting firm Booz & Company finds many resort to surgery, taking a knife, scissors, or even their teeth to cut open the package to get their money's worth in these tight economic times. Inefficient packaging can leave up to 25% of the product trapped inside. Researchers say it's because people feel like they're being nickeled and dimed to death, and now they're fighting back. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The Vatican's top astronomer says, have no fear. The world will still be here on December 22nd, despite the way some have interpreted the end of the Mayan long count calendar. The astronomer says it's not even worth discussing doomsday scenarios. ABC News.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Are you satisfied with your current level of reproductive health care? Have you been considering making a change? Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley are accepting new patients. Call 330-746-7007 for comprehensive female care that includes fertility treatment, contraception management, and prenatal care through delivery. Dr. Hill and Associates in Women's Health of Mahoning Valley provide individualized, personalized care in a soothing, first-class environment. Call 330-746-7007. Most insurances accepted.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care.
Join Turning Point Counseling Services on December 13th for a special discussion with Dr. Brandi Kelly, Clinical Director at Turning Point Counseling Services, exploring the possibility of reinventing yourself. Dr. Kelly will discuss letting the past be the past and motivating for change. That's December 13th at Turning Point Counseling Services. Find out more. Call 330-744-2991. That's 330-744-2991.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and it's 6 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. And it is open mic for the rest of the day today, and I have Sticks in the studio with me. And you guys are talking about something, and I need to know, and I need for somebody to tell me, because I'm confused, and I hate to be confused because confusion is just not good. But can someone please tell me why the N-word is which is plastered across the Drudge Report today. And when you click on it, it goes to
the Jamie Foxx movie.
I need someone to please help me.
There's no explanation or nothing, huh?
I'm serious. It goes from Drudge Report. When you click on it, it goes to Django Unchained. It's a film review. And it's a Jamie Foxx movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Quentin Tarantino and Christopher Waltz. And it's set in the Deep South before the Civil War. And they say that it's a spaghetti-like, film, Western, whatever that means. I don't know what spaghetti and Western is. But can someone please explain, please explain to me. I don't understand it.
Did you scroll that up? I just pulled Drudge up, too, and I've got a different screen than you. It's this flashback Spike Lee. Why is it that N-word is all right, but you get into Jewish slur and you're anti-Semitic, Jamie Foxx.
Again?
Jamie Foxx being called an N-word as a kid by white people was something I had to deal with. Variety. Movie problematically features 109 instances of an N-word, most of them deployed for laughs or alliteration. I have no idea.
So is it because they just put it in the movie? The word "in," it's used 38 times in Quentin Tarantino's movie, Jackie Brown, Spike Lee. Why?
I'm not understanding this at all, either. I'm at a loss for words. I don't understand this at all. I don't understand what they're trying to convey.
I guess they're saying they used it inside the movie. But it depends. But if it was for laughs inside the movie, I don't know. Hey, I'm confused. The reference didn't make sense to me. And when you click on actually N-word, it goes to the movie. Lee has choice words for Tarantino. I guess Tarantino used it too many times inside the movie, and Spike Lee has a problem with it. Would you say?
I would say. Yeah, I would agree.
Okay, I'm assuming, trying to connect the dots with this, because it was really not setting well with me, because I was really confused.
Hey,
what?
Either Backwoods Home must work really quick.
Yeah?
Because right on Facebook right now, they just posted, "Have you read Common Sense Preparedness Just Makes Sense" by Jackie Clay? Maybe we're making the big leagues, Trace.
No, we're not making the big leagues yet.
We'll take on Rush.
Oh, we're going to take on Rush. We're going to take on Rush. We're going to do something different. We're going to make it. I am convinced of that. I just don't know when, but it's coming.
Just remember me when I'm one of the little people.
You've been little for a long time.
I know.
You ought to be used to that. Little, you're used to being a little.
I'm not as little as my grandpa was. My grandpa was only like 4'9".
Hold on, you made them big time. Oh, what else is new? We might as well just have light. The sun is still shining, right?
For my other business, we bought a natural gas compressor in Illinois. And me and my friend left yesterday morning. We left my house at 5:15 a.m. And we rolled back in at 3:15 this a.m.
Is that a cultural thing? Because I would not have done that. I would have had to stay overnight. You go up in the morning and you don't know.
Do you know what a hotel room costs?
Yeah, I go on Priceline.com and make my name my own price. Yeah, I know how much it costs. It costs what I'm willing to pay that day. Priceline.com, free commercial.
That's money out of the business. That's lost profit.
Yeah, but you got to
I got sleep. I got to bed at 3:00 this morning. Actually, I got to bed at 4:00 this morning.
Yeah, but you ran all day long yesterday.
Because Paula gets up at 4:00, so I didn't want to wake her up by going to bed. So I just waited till she got up at 4:00 and went to bed.
You ran all day.
I got up at 9:00.
Okay.
5 and 4 is 9:00. I mean, What red-blooded American man can't operate on five hours sleep a day?
That's not good. Don't you? We're supposed to sleep. You're old now, Lois. Old people need their rest.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Better be careful. I know what your birthday is.
I got a birthday coming up in a couple days.
I know.
I'm going to be 28 years old. What are you talking about? 28. Today's 12, 12, 12. But don't worry about it because they say the Mayan calendar, the 21st, isn't it?
Yeah.
So anything past the 21st, you don't have to worry about?
That's right.
So I'm asking everyone to send me their money now so that you don't have to worry about it, and I'll take care of it take care of it now for you. Because Christmas is overrated. You won't even be here.
That's another corny joke.
What?
The old rich guy died. He's told, so he's going to take his money with him, has his account and put all the money in his coffin. Son-in-law walks up, writes a check, puts it in, pulls cash out.
Bill just told me what a spaghetti western is. Thank you. It refers to American western movies made in Spain and Italy because it's not a whole lot in the U.S. that looks like the Old West. Oh, well, thank you, because I had no idea why they called anything spaghetti. That just didn't make sense to me. So I appreciate that because I have no clue. 412, your mic is on.
Oh, good afternoon, Tracy.
Hi, hey, Alex. How are you, darling?
Great, great. You know, I called to say hello to you, but also called to say hello to my man Styx in there.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, he seems to have all the money. You know,
I told your mom the other day, between you and Styx, I'm in business. And don't forget to send my birthday present when she comes back from Christmas vacation.
It's that good conservative living, isn't it, Alex? Libertarian.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at a property right now, a new property building actually, to rent out to people and put up a billboard to get some extra rental money from that as well.
Cool.
So. You know, what I called in, I wanted to see what you guys were, and you, Styx, you know, if you were looking to take advantage of this fiscal cliff, if you had anything you want to share with the public about maybe some investment opportunity with the fiscal cliff coming up or any of that.
You know, I got no idea what people should do. I personally believe commodities, just because I think they're going to continue to print money, so commodities are going to continue to rise, because commodities are tied to the real value of money rather than the
what are commodities for the dumb people like me?
Gas, gasoline, oil, natural gas, coal, gold, silver, corn, beans, rice.
Can you really invest in corn, beans, and rice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, go ahead.
Invest in Monsanto.
Yeah,
Monsanto.
It's an agriculture company. For example, I just bought an ETF and its letters are KOL, coal. And what it is it holds in its portfolio different companies that deal with coal. It holds Joy Mining Equipment. It holds Caterpillar. It holds a couple of mining companies, a couple of Chinese miners, and it's just all based around the coal industry. And that's one way the little guy can get in and invest in a sector without actually going in and buying, putting all their eggs in one basket and betting on one stock. You know, say you go buy Caterpillar.
So it's like a mutual fund?
Yes.
Well, you know, a lot of people are a little bit worried about that coal here in the U.S. because of Obama, you know. And so but one place you can definitely invest in, it's going to grow, like in coal, Southeast Asia, Thailand, and their coal usage is only expected to grow over, you know, the next several years. So sometimes you need to use a little bit more money to invest in foreign exchanges, you know, but you know, it can be done. It can definitely be done.
Right. Well, and that's why I like this particular ETF, because it holds some Chinese miners. you know, and you know, that's a way that I can get in and kind of reduce a lot of some of the risk, but still be invested in the commodity. You know, you can buy a gold mining ETF, or you can buy a gold ETF, exchange traded fund, and there are mutual funds that are traded like stocks. Is all ETF is, an exchange traded fund is.
Tracy, you kind of silent over there.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm sitting here going, what? You got acronyms. They got ABC, ETF, MLT. I'm looking at Monsanto. I'm trying to keep up with you guys, and you guys just passed me. And Alex, you got the first dollar you ever made anyhow. You've always been a conservative. That ain't nothing new. I know that. I could get a loan. Hey. I could have got a loan from Alex at 3 years old. That's an honest laughter.
I believe that. And you know what? The financially successful amongst us mostly are people like that.
Then what happened to me? Because I'm going to be successful, but I got to learn how to be like y'all. Because y'all
got
to
take financial peace.
Financial peace is not going to do it.
Yeah, well,
because you got to act on financial peace.
But the problem is, here's the big problem. If you take people that don't know how to handle money, and you give them a whole bunch of, say you take somebody from your neighborhood, Tracy, and you give them a job at $100,000 a year for 40 years, you know what they're going to have at the end of 40 years when they retire?
What's that?
The same thing they'd have had if they'd have made $10,000 a year. Nothing.
Because
they don't know how. It's just like every, I shouldn't say every because you never say all or every, 99.9% of lottery winners are bankrupt within 5 years. 99% of lottery winners are bankrupt within five years.
Yeah, you have to work for it. You can't just be giving it to
but
you.
But it's not even working for it. Because I know a whole lot of people that had very good jobs for 40 years and retired with nothing. Because they spent everything they earned. It don't do you any good to earn $100,000 a year if you spend $100,000 a year.
I got to change the subject just for a moment because I got to go back and answer the question because I have a wonderful research team that's online because I love these people. And they know I cannot work the board and figure all this out at the same time because I am not that bright. But I got to thank Bill. When I asked there's an N-word going across the Drudge Report right now, and I've been asking about this for the last 15 minutes because I was so confused and I couldn't read into it, talk, and work the board at the same time. So Bill, he said the Drudge Report, he said it's showing that the hypocritical stand of the liberal Quentin Tarantino, how much he is, because, you know, he's all for all oneness, but he really showed by the way that he is not, he's very, very hypocritical when it comes to the sensitivity of the people he said that he's trying to represent.
Okay.
I just need to get that out because I couldn't get to the bottom of why that word was flashed across the screen. And then there was no... Stanley, hold still. Your mic is on.
Yes. How are you, Tracy?
Good. How are you?
How are you, Sick? I have to agree with Sick what she's saying, but I have to add what she's saying. Even the rich, if you don't even know how to get asset or liability, you're done. So many athletes who got millions and millions of dollars are broke now. Perfect example, Mike Tyson. That's one example you could go through. Worth $300 million. Worth zero now.
Now, don't you think women have a lot to do with that?
Yes, it does. It does. It has to do with if you don't have financial intelligence, you're done. If you buy more liability than assets, you're done. You're done.
No, I don't mean that. I'm saying a lot of these guys, I mean, you're looking at
they're letting the winky thing.
House everywhere, but they never stop. I'm buying 10 houses, and I would have to pay 10 mortgage, and I'm buying houses for my friends. I'm buying houses for everybody in the world and everything. I think I'm gonna keep on having the money that I have. Never think once. Wait a minute. A house is not an asset. A house is a liability.
No, a house can be an asset if you're smart.
No,
but
it can only be an asset when it's a cash flow. It's a liability because what happened with the house bubble? That's what everybody thought. Because if you're
a house is shelter,
you're done. You're done.
Well, no, a house can be used for investment.
No.
Why not?
No.
You're
not your personal residence. And I know where Stanley's coming from, and it goes back to Robert Kiyosaki's teachings. And he uses a very simple definition for asset and liability. And we need to teach this to our children.
Yeah.
Asset is something that I own. If I lose my job tomorrow, it will pay me. It will continue to send me a check every month. A liability is something I own that if I lose my job will require me to write a check to own it every month.
Okay.
So, and if you use those definitions on every purchase.
I had this conversation with someone, and I want you guys to weigh in on this. You know, people buy homes in inner cities. And a lot of people use the excuse for not living in this inner city and or not buying in the inner city. They say it is a bad investment because it does not appreciate.
But in a world without a Federal Reserve, your house would not appreciate anyways.
Well, people don't really understand. I mean, there's really no even if they go buy a home in the suburbs and it appreciates, they still don't really understand money. They're just thinking about, I guess, more what people think about that property. But, you know, if you were to rent that property out in inner city, okay, it may not have the same people may not look at it as having the same value. However, the person that owns it is going to make a lot more money off that than you are living out in the suburbs, and now you got to be at work for 40, 50 hours a week trying to pay off your mortgage.
So that's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at, you know, you should always, if you're buying, it should be an asset.
What's the definition of an asset?
Because
what people don't.
What else?
People don't. And I'm pretty sure Stanley, because I've read Kiyosaki's books years back or whatever, and it comes down to your how you manage your cash flow. Like, even if you rent out a property, like, people think, like, during the housing bust, a lot of people thought that if they just bought a property and rented it out, oh, I'm going to be the next Donald Trump. That's stupid, you know, because... You know, think about it like this. You buy a house and it costs you $1,000 mortgage or whatever, your mortgage is $1,000, but then you rent it out for, say, $1,200. But see, that's only $200 net, and that's just, I'm not accounting like property taxes and stuff like that. That's only $200 net. But see, now what happens is now your debt to income ratio is 83%. Now you can't expand your business or anything because no bank will want to lend you anything unless your cash flow, your debt to income ratio is well below 33%. Well, some people say 34%, 34, whatever. But so now you've saddled yourself with all this debt. And so the only thing you can do is hope and pray that after a few years you get some equity in it or try and sell it or whatever. But it doesn't allow you any leverage to grow. And so it's not just about getting a property to rent out. I mean, you have to, even real estate, you have to have a sound business plan behind it when you purchase it.
Right, right, yeah. Right. I know a lot of people that lost their shirts doing exactly what you said.
And that's the reason that, like, I agree with Six. We need to teach that, because even if you're like she said, lottery people, like she said, 99% lost all their money because they buy so much liability, the car, the house, everything for every friend possible. And when you look at them, did you invest in small business? Did you invest in a business? No. Did you invest in gold? No. Did you invest in silver? No. So.
It makes sense.
And if you don't have accountability, there are so many things that people could learn just by reading Robert Kiyosaki. That should be the book that every.
There's more. You got to act on it. I mean, there's a lot of people that you can read, but if you don't understand what you're reading, if you don't act on what you read, then you just got a bunch of useless knowledge.
And yeah, you have to have the self discipline that goes.
You got to discipline yourself and understand that you have to do more than just read.
I mean.
Because there's a lot of readers out there that have a lot of knowledge, but they don't want to act on it.
There's a lot of people don't know that information.
Yeah, they know. They just won't do it.
Well,
a lot of people know it. They don't do it.
I catch a lot of flack for preaching Dave Ramsey. And for the average person working a job, if you listen to Dave Ramsey and you would do what Dave Ramsey said and you don't have a major life event at a young age, you will retire comfortable. You can't help not. In our society, you can't help not. And the thing is, people go to Dave Ramsey's classes. They come to the class that I teach. And 6 months later, you say you're keeping up with that budget. Well, no, not really.
You got to act, and you've got to be disciplined. You got to want to.
Right.
Because something will come up that will make you go get your savings.
And I had a couple in my last class last year, and I'm just so proud of them. I mean, it's awesome that she had over $100,000 in student loans. Her husband came to me at church a couple Sundays ago. He says, it just rocked our world. We got on this bandwagon, and he says, you know, we got her student loans. He says, we're debt-free except the house and her student loans.
See, that's a blessing.
And they did it in a year, or less than a year, because this was before because we started a class in
January.
But
when did they have to sacrifice to do it? Because, see,
everything.
Okay.
Well, I mean, but is it a sacrifice if you really want it?
It's like losing weight. You got to want it.
Right. Is it worth not going out to eat every Friday night so that a year from now we don't have a visa payment? And each person has to decide that.
Yeah, I like David Ramsey also.
Yeah,
South Carolina stuff and everything from the beginning. The first stuff that I heard from him, which made me think that I needed to read him, was he said to everybody, "You need to save at least $1,000. I don't care how you do it. Save $1,000 and put it somewhere as an emergency." How many people have that?
Oh, very few.
Hey, Tracy. You know,
yes,
I don't have any. I don't have any credit cards. The only real debt that I've got, you know, I've got my truck and, you know, my wife's car and the house. However, if I could get rid of those, let's see, there's 7 dependents I've got that don't belong to me, that would be great.
Now, I've got
five kids. Okay. They're all above the age of 18, and 3 of those kids don't seem to get it. 2 of them have got it very well. 3 of them don't seem to get it, and then they got the 7 grandkids. But now my wife says that I'm tight, but I'm not tight. I just know how to just hold on to the top. You know, I know how to make it stretch. However, you know, she's had on the dog out that sad stories. And she's like, okay.
Now, can I ask a question? I've got to throw this in because you said your wife says you're tight. Women and men have different spending habits? Because I find that men are, if you find a man who's tight, he's tight. And women, we are a little bit more liberal when it comes to spending than you guys are. Does that make a difference? Because I'm not going to sacrifice everything just so I can have money in the bank and say I got it.
Well, the thing about men and women on average is women spend a lot, but men spend extravagantly. A woman will buy 15 pairs of shoes, but a man will go buy a new Corvette.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Because see, when I look at this, I mean, I know when it comes to relationship, money is a big factor because women are spenders. We're emotional spenders at that. Where, you know, you guys as men, when you guys are cheap, you're cheap.
Yeah, but when we're extravagant too.
Well, yeah.
Guys will go be cheap for a year and then go buy a new bathtub.
But even no matter what it is, when you guys spend, you guys are okay spending on what you guys want.
Right.
But you don't want women to spend on what they want.
Well, that's because what women want is stupid.
I can tell you.
I can understand a bass boat, but why does anybody need 50 pairs of shoes?
Because it's
you only
part
can
of
wear one at a time, and I only got one bass boat.
That's the way they are, Six. That's the way they are. That's the way they are. You just have to.
Tracy, my truck. About my truck, it cost more than what my wife's car. Okay.
Pick off that cheap Bluetooth.
Oh, my Bluetooth is not cheap. I'm not going to tell you how much I spent on this.
Again, cheap Bluetooth.
What I've got is you know, I have made more money and have made her more money than with this truck that costs so much that it's paid for itself pretty much.
Oh, so that's okay. As long as it pays for it, you can have a more expensive truck or coat, a boat,
no,
or car.
No,
is that what
I
you're saying?
I use my truck to work.
That's right.
So
that's right.
As
tools,
long as tools are...
That's
tools,
right. Tools are a necessity.
Tools are a necessity.
Trucks are a necessity.
So
yeah.
It's okay.
Work and play trailers are a necessity.
Yeah.
Alex, are you following this? Because I'm getting you,
well,
too. Because I know yours
well,
is, you know, computers and toys.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm very frugal, and then, like Stick said, when I do want something, like, you know, like, my computer is a top-of-the-line dual-core i7 with 8 gigs of RAM, and, you know, it has the best video card in it.
Yeah.
Alex,
same thing
Alex.
As me, Alex. You're
hey,
the
Alex,
same role
Alex,
as me.
I want to be your friend. Can I come over and use your computer?
No.
You're going to have to say the same for me. It's the same thing as Alex. The top
but
online computer.
But
I'm going
to tell you what how I try to resolve this issue with my wife. Cause,
yeah, I'm listening.
You know,
I'm listening to this.
And it works most of the time. Here's what we do. And I still drive her crazy, but I really drove her crazy at first because everything has to be written down for me, and so I'll put it in a spreadsheet. Everything's literally in a spreadsheet, and so then after everything's taken care of, then we'll both have our own personal expenses. You know, I don't care what you do with your money. You know, as long as all the savings, investment, all the bills, all that is taken care of first, then you have your play money on the side. If you want to buy a whole rack of shoes, then go ahead and do that. You know.
Yeah, Alex. That's,
and,
go ahead.
Did you have to learn that?
And the same thing with me. Like she doesn't question what I do with my money because all the basics are taken care of.
Yeah, and that's what we do in our house. We still do envelopes, and we have envelopes in the safe, and we have an envelope that says Paula's Fun on it. And we have an envelope that says Lloyd's Fun on it. An X number of dollars goes in there every month, and if she wants to spend it every month, or if she wants to sit there and let it build up and have a shopping spree, that's cool, you know. And I do the same thing, you know. I call that my toys and gun or my tool and gun fund.
I got a spot in my wallet, and it's called my mad money. And I always make sure I got enough in my mad money fund. So,
because I asked, you know, I've always heard about, you know, I've heard about the mad money fund, but I'm asking questions because, you know, when you talk about money saving and trying to get that done, and then you talk about financial peace, and then you want to talk about personal peace on spending habits, especially when you have to go and you have to confer with someone else before you spend, it does take a toll.
And that's why you need to go take Financial Peace University, because there's an entire lesson on you and your spouse relating to each other about money. Because,
334, your mic is on.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all, hold on. Hold on, go ahead, South Carolina, and then I'll pull in Alabama.
I want to ask Dick something. I met you and your wife and everything.
Right.
You know, have you guys got everything that you basically need? Because I've got, you know, everything that's in my house, I own. I mean, I don't know nothing to nobody for anything that's in my house. Okay, but what I'm trying to, I mean, do you basically have everything that you want?
I've had everything that I need for many, many years, and I've pretty much got everything I want now, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That trailer was probably the last purchase. I mean, that trailer was the last major purchase. I mean, Paul and I are 47 and 48, and that was the last major purchase before retirement. That we bought that as a retirement home.
That thing's nice.
Yeah, we like
it. Those that haven't seen it, it's nice. I want to take it home with me. I want to take it home with me, but he wouldn't let me have it.
That's what you go, and that you're that. It when you say a trailer, what are y'all? Is it a mobile home? What?
It's both.
It's a fifth wheel trailer. It's got a hitch that hooks in the back of the pickup truck. It's 46 feet long.
It's got a living quarters in the front, and in the back it's got a garage for the puller race car or the Jeep. Or ATVs or, you know, any bicycles or put air mattresses back there for the grandkids when we get some. Got an air conditioner back there. It's got heat back there.
This thing is like, well, Tracy, the first time I ever saw one, I saw it at the racetrack in Darlington. And the race car, the drivers have these things, and it's like, it's really nice. It really is.
If you got a
truck and you got a second car that you need to haul off someplace or go around and drive the truck to haul the trailer, and then you need to get a small car to put around town, you can do it. Everything you need, you can take with you.
Okay, and so it's like, now is it like a trailer? Like you live in a trailer park trailer?
It's like a camping trailer.
Yeah. It's kind of like an RV with no motor. Like that.
And you pull it with a truck.
Yeah, you've seen those big campers that go over top of the bed of the truck and are hooked up into the bed of the truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's like that, only longer.
So you can actually live in it.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan. We're looking at Wyoming in the summer and Arizona in the winter.
Listen to you guys. You got this all planned out.
Well, God willing, the creek don't rise. I mean, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow morning. We might have Sandy, and I might be living in it now.
No, Jeff said you can't live in it. It's already been designated you can't live in it. Hey, listen, I need to take a break. Everybody, Alabama, go ahead and jump in before I go on my break.
You just going to just throw me to the wolves, huh?
No, I wasn't going to throw you to the wolves.
No,
You got a trailer, too?
Nah, I ain't got no trailer. I got a trailer haul roofing shingles and stuff. That's about it. I ain't got no trailer. But, I find it encouraging to hear everybody talking about budgeting and things like that, because it's something that we as Americans tend to just not really focus on. I think we kind of just, you know, we just believe, you know, as long as I got a 9-to-5, I'm going to be okay. But that was it. I was just listening to everybody talking about, you know, their funding and stuff like that and how they, rainy days, not just that, but just planning for the future and not just saying I'm going to work 9-to-5 till I'm 60 because those days are over.
You know, and I will say this, you know, it is warming to realize that, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. To hear people talking, as you said, talking about actually making systemic changes in their lives when it comes to their finances as far as it comes to projection and future living. And understanding that they're going to have to be self-reliant and be responsible for their own futures.
Well, just look in this valley at how many people that were working in the steel mills that thought they were going to get a pension, and now the PBGC's got your pension. And you're getting pennies on the dollar of what you were promised. I mean, if that's not
do you guys think that there's something empowering more so when you're on a budget? Because I hated a budget because I was so accustomed when I was flipping houses to just doing whatever. When I started doing IT, I said, I'm going to live off X amount of dollars. It hurt. But after a certain amount of time, I changed the budget, like Ali said, for going out of town, for clothes, for, you know, eating out. That was in the budget.
Right.
And it just got to a point where it was just, I didn't even miss, you know, almost 50% of my child, I just didn't even miss it because it was just, you know, comfortable. I was comfortable when I was working, making $30,000 a year, I was comfortable. So if I make 80, I can still be comfortable making with 40.
Well, the thing about the budget is, and it's the little things that sneak up on people that always keep them in a financial tizzy. It's, oh, man, I forgot. We got to pay for softball registrations this month. Or, oh, man, it's my birthday. I got to pay for license plates on 3 cars this month. And those amounts, when you divide them out over a year, are so small that if you don't go to Starbucks one day a week, you can cover your license plates. But you went
I found a problem with, and this is just my personal experience. I found when me and my girlfriend would have issues because she wants to take two trips a month if possible, and we're not talking about, you know, a little come back that same day. We're talking about getting a hotel, staying somewhere, you know, and she doesn't like certain hotels. That's something that kind of, if she wants to shop.
Priceline.com.
I did Priceline, trust me.
Priceline.com.
I'm just saying, it still adds up when you're talking about gas and the way,
right.
You know, it just, that's something I just had to say, look, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah,
you're not doing it.
And those things
gotta
go in your
budget.
Yeah,
you need to tell her we just gonna stay in with a bottle and watch Netflix, man.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you something. That's something I do. But then the thing was, it just got to a point we would argue, but she just, you know, she still stuck with me. But it was just kind of like, look, I got stuff I'm trying to do. I can't do that.
I mean,
it was off and on 6 years. I mean, we were, you know, she was down for the team. Now she wasn't. She was loyal. I mean, it wasn't like that. She was just. She just likes trips, likes clothes, likes shoes.
But let me ask this, because see, I've gotten to the resolve that, you know, even with my own self, and I'm very, very materialistic when it comes to a lot of things, and I like expensive toys. You have to say, you know what, I don't have to dress up for or change, get something new because I'm going somewhere. You know, I'm going to, and you have to actually reshape your purchasing habits, because I think we've been conditioned to shop emotionally as women and as people who are underserved.
It's not underserved. The entire American society has been trained to be consumers rather than savers.
Okay.
It's a cultural thing in the United States actually in the Western world.
But don't you think that was done purposely by the Federal Reserve Bank? And I know this sounds kind of far-fetched, but the reason I'm saying is because before we had banks throwing money at people and making you focus on your credit, people literally saved to start businesses. They didn't. People didn't think, I'm going to the bank. They just thought, I'm not going to get the money from anywhere but myself working. So that was how they did it.
Yeah, there's a real interesting book called The Rockefeller File, and it explains how that the uber rich, and this is why I get upset when I hear people talking about tax the rich, because the rich they're wanting to tax aren't the real rich, but that's a side item. The Rockefellers, the Fords, the Carnegies, what they wanted to do and what they did was they spent money, lots of money, through their charitable trusts to influence teacher colleges. And the ultimate goal, and they've done it brilliantly, is to create a worker, a highly technically trained worker that is absolutely ignorant about money. And they figured if they could get you in debt and they could control you through debt, because, you know, in Proverbs it says the borrower is slave to the lender. So if they can get you in debt, pay you just enough so you can buy that bass boat and you can buy that house and you can buy that car and you can just keep making the payments and you'll just stay on that treadmill for your whole life, they've enslaved you and you didn't even realize it. How many people?
That's my life. That's been my life when I was growing up. My brother and sisters, my parents didn't teach us anything about money. And my brother and sisters are older than me. And I mean, I'm not trying to say this in a bragging way, but they made $100,000. They've been making over $100,000 and way over that now since the mid 90s. But I couldn't call them when I was in undergrad for $100. And when I first started working and started doing houses, they would be like, well, you're single, so you should come with this and you should. I'm like, whoa, you still make, you know, just as much, if not more, than I make.
Right.
I think if people learn how to budget, man, the government, none of this stuff would really matter. Like, none of the things that people complain about, you could take a $40,000 a year job and work wonders. You really could. I mean, it's just the power of saving. It's something psychological when you got $5,000 and you start adding more money. Next thing you know, you save way faster than you think you could because you're motivated.
But saving is
a wonderful thing.
I would have to disagree, because you're seeing a $40,000 person could live well, but other people have more ambition than $40,000.
No, we're talking about really, not how much money you make, but what you do with the money that you make.
What you do with the money, and I agree with you, Tracy, but a lot of people want to do something bigger than, can't do the same thing if you have $100,000.
Yeah, you can.
Salary.
Yeah, you can.
No. But let me clear something, Stanley. I wasn't saying that a $40,000 a year job, you can save up a lot of money, but what I'm saying is that you can save, it's all relative. Like, if you make 40, can you save 10? No, you probably can't because it's going to be harder. But you can save something, and you will feel what you save in time if you're making 150 or if you're making 50. It's still relative. Of course you're not going to save up. It's a style. It's easier for a person. You listen to Dave Ramsey, you got people that will pay off $100,000 in 2 years because they make $120,000. If somebody making 40, it takes them 3 years to pay off, you know, $20,000 because they're making 40 because they don't have as much discretionary income because, yeah, you have the cost of living. But if you do scale back on any level, you'll be surprised.
But hold on, Stanley. You guys are comparing apples and oranges. I know where you're coming from, Stanley. But what Alabama's saying is he's trying to say if the goal or the starting point is the budget, and the starting point is living on less than you earn, because even in Kiyosaki's writings, you know, he talks about budgeting for investment. And the purpose of investment is to increase your annual income.
So you guys
are kind of apples and oranges in each other, but you're on the same page.
And not only, you also have to understand that if you make $40,000 a year and you really understand about money management and making money grow, once you get $1,000 and you can actually start playing with it, you'd be surprised what you can multiply your $1,000 to. Because there was a woman who was, I think she was, she washed clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave $1 million to a college when she died.
Well, what was it Mark was talking about his client last week he was on? And he said,
yeah,
he had a mill worker right here in Camel. They had $400,000 inside the little bungalow house and a net worth of $4 point something million.
Yeah, you can do some things. The question is, you've got to learn how to do it.
And the concept, my brother-in-law put this perfectly one time. I mean, and he got it from somebody else. He said, things don't cost money. Things cost other things. And too often we make the decision we want a pizza instead of we look at, well, if I don't have four pizzas, I can have a new pair of Nikes. And again,
I can say this, if I look through the stuff that I have in my home and I look at the money that I've spent unnecessarily, I mean, how many,
and we all do it,
but I really can say how many pair of shoes do I really, how many do I wear, and how many do I really need to have, and how many have I bought? And just the excess. And remember, America is all about excess. We got stuff. We do. And, you know, whether it be, you know, I mean, my uncle is really big on how big of a cell phone, how big of a smartphone do you have to have?
Well, that's the thing with my situation when I was working was that when I started out, I mean, making a menial salary, and I was impressed technically with what I was able to save. And I wasn't making but $45,000, but I was able to save a sizable technique to me coming from where I had come from. In a matter of 10 months, I saved up a decent sized amount of money because I was not spending. It took the first couple of months to adjust, but once I was able to adjust, and I was able to just say, okay, this is what I'm going to, and I was able to make it and comfortably make it and have a decent sized amount in the bank. So I'm kind of, that's why I'm a firm believer. And now I read a book, The Richest Man in Babylon. You know, he's saying you can take a tenth. And just set it aside, just a tenth. I was setting aside more than that, but you can set a tenth aside and won't miss it. You can live off 90% just as much as you can live off 100. So you'd be surprised what budgeting can and will do for you.
What'd you say, Alex?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, since we're talking about saving, and you know, most people think about, yeah, I'm going to save these dollars that I get from my job. I would warn people, not all your money, because you need some liquid, but I will put some in hard assets, you know, I mean, because I don't know if people listen to, I think I mentioned one investment firm, I sometimes I get their newsletters and they're from Stansberry, But another guy, he's a free market capitalist and very, you know, very, he actually predicted, you know, before just about everybody, well, not before everybody, but before most, like the 2008 crisis and everything. Peter Schiff is a Euro Pacific Capital company.
I like him.
And you know, if you should check out his work as well. And he talks about the fiscal cliff and things like that, things that you can do. But you probably want to take a certain percentage of what you consider savings and put it into hard assets, you know, because really over the next year, the Fed has said that they're just going to keep printing money until, you know, the cows come home. And
well,
so,
I mean, if Obama gets his way, though, Alex, I mean, he's talking about just getting, we're not even going to keep up with how much we owe anymore. We just, the rules of finance don't apply to America.
I'm being facetious. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's another thing together, like
that's a whole other radio
What's
show.
What's that?
The president wants an unlimited debt deal. And since the rest of the world isn't loaning us any money anymore, what they're doing is they're just printing money out of thin air. And that always ends badly.
Next Thursday?
He basically wants to – his proposition is instead of Congress approving the raise of the debt ceiling, he just can do it. He can just raise it at his whim. And if they want to reverse it, then it has to be a supermajority vote in Congress, basically two-thirds, you know, to override his raise of the debt ceiling, which is
he could do
impossible.
That, Alex? He could do that?
No, he can't, but he's trying to keep the power.
He has for the power to do so.
It's in the budget that he submitted to Boehner. And that's what he's saying when he says that he's not going to let the Republicans hold up the budget over debt ceiling argument. That's what he's referring to.
Well, he made it very clear since he became second term that he wants his fiscal cliff to be resolved. And he's trying everything possible. I heard this morning the House of the Republicans doing a conference and saying, this is what I want, and the president has to move. So both of them are being stubborn. I don't know how we're going to resolve
it. I don't think the Republicans are being stubborn because they're giving him the same budget he asked for earlier this summer. Back in April, it's the same budget he asked for.
The same budget.
So it's like now he wants more because he won the election.
I would have to check it.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Okay. Yeah, Alex.
I just want to say real quick that, you know, whatever we talk about now, it ain't, you know, it's not going to get resolved. They're going to keep printing money from the increased debts and quantitative easing, and so that's just going to, you know, it's just going to decrease the value of your dollar that you're holding in your bank accounts. And this is why I'm urging everyone, especially as we go into 2013, I'm urging everybody to buy hard assets. You know,
we only got 10 more days, man. We ain't got but 10 more days, and then the earth going in. So,
I got a bunker. y'all.
Next Thursday, on the 20th, Alex and everyone, will you guys do me a favor and mark your calendars? I put it on mine. And that will be the conversation for next, but not this Thursday, not tomorrow, but a week from Thursday, which is the 20th of this month, which is the day before, am I correct?
The day before the world ends.
Yes. We will be talking about the unlimited debt ceiling of the United States of America, so everybody can do their research, and I'll promote it between now and then so that we can have this conversation, because I think it would be very, very beneficial.
Because when
I feel you on the silver, though, Alex. I feel you on silver and gold, because I see that coming.
Yeah,
and I'll see if I can find. If you guys have any suggestions for any guests that can actually come on and talk about the debt ceiling, talk about
Robert
hard assets.
If you can get Robert Kiyosaki to come on,
I've been trying to get Robert for a while. I've been trying to get him for a while.
You're not going to get Robert.
Why am I not going to get Robert? Don't tell me I can't get somebody.
I'm just saying you're not going to get him.
Why?
Because if you ask him about it, only thing he's going to do is recommend you to. You know, one of his rich dad advisors. I would look for the guy Maloney, I think his name is, that wrote the book How to Invest in Silver and Gold or whatever. But,
yeah, I have.
You want that guy because Kiyosaki doesn't know. I mean, you want
Kiyosaki
to talk to
hired Maloney.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's who you want to get on your show.
This guy giving you nuts and bolts, basically. This Kiyosaki just pointing you in the direction of a book. This guy giving you nuts and bolts.
Yeah,
stuff you
and
can
Kiyosaki
do.
And Kiyosaki doesn't know. I mean, and he says it like, and that's the key to smart investing. You have a team, and this is just one of the guys on, you know, and his team for, you know, managing his wealth. So you don't want to get Kiyosaki to talk about this particular issue. He's not going to talk about it, and he doesn't really know. But you want a guy like Maloney, or, you know, or like a Peter Schiff or a Ron Paul. Get Ron Paul on here. He'll talk. He'll tell you about it.
Okay. I, you know, I'm up for the challenge. But listen, guys, I'm at the end of the day.
That's if we don't get solar flares come burn the whole world up. I mean, we know we really kind of hoping next week the solar flares don't come through and burn us all alive.
Yeah, okay.
I got a bunker for that, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I love you guys. I do. I appreciate you guys. And we will be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Health and Wellness. And as we talk about 2013 and we head that way, we talk about money, we talk about self-discipline. Tomorrow's Health and Wellness, and I'm going to be talking about discipline in your health and your eating, your mental stability, and your spiritual achievement. So that's on tomorrow. The number is 347-945-5229. God bless you guys. I'll see you guys on tomorrow.
Hey, this is Pastor Tyrone talking at you.
The Curiosity Shop located in Camp.